Of 2025, we are edging towards the difficult end of the alphabet. First 2 hours should be a piece of cake, S and T, and then it gets tricky from then on. U after midnight. That's not you, that is you. Not you, you. So the A to Z of 2025 recommences after the new news at 10 with me, Nick Abbott, on LBC with the letter S.
On your radio, on the LBC app, and
play LBC.
Leading Britain's conversation. This is LBC.
From Global's newsroom at 10 o'clock, several European foreign ministers, including Britain's Yvette Cooper, are calling on Israel not to suspend more than 24 humanitarian organisations in Gaza from Thursday. It's claimed the groups, including Doctors Without Borders, haven't met new vetting rules requiring detailed information on staff, funding and operations. Award-winning peace negotiator Naomi Bar-Yaakov told LBC the situation in Gaza is dire.
Not nearly enough aid getting in, and not in one day in the last 2 months since the ceasefire was announced had the number of trucks that were supposed to get in got in. So there's a huge, huge shortage of aid.
Thousands of passengers have had their travel plans ruined by Eurostar cancellations. The train network was forced to cancel almost all services between London and the continent because of a power failure in the Channel Tunnel. Megan Dan spent hours waiting at the Le Shuttle terminal in France and doesn't rate the level of customer information.
I don't think it's been good enough because when people have queued, they've managed to get information. So that would suggest to me that they are aware of the information. But there were no public announcements being made. So also that made being in the terminal quite difficult because it was getting overcrowded.
Services have now resumed with major delays. 5 people hurt in an alleged crowbar attack at a hospital on Merseyside this afternoon and not believed to have life-threatening injuries. A 20-year-old man has been arrested on suspicion of wounding, affray and criminal damage at Newton Le Willows. A house fire that claimed the life of a teenage girl in Kent is not being treated as suspicious. She died after the flames broke out in Ham Street in Ashford on Sunday. A first-of-its-kind study will look at the impact of phone, tablet and TV screens on babies. It's been commissioned by a foundation set up by the former public health minister, Dame Andrea Leadsom. She says knowledge so far is limited.
Babies who are under 2 years old have billions of neural connections being made every minute of every day. There is some impact of lengthy screen time from babies. And we also know that some babies are spending up to 4 hours a day on screens. So it's really important to understand what that is doing to them.
In the city, the FTSE 100 closed up 75 points at 94.41. The pound buys $1.35 and €1.15. LBC weather, cold and frosty for many tonight. Breezy for Scotland, with patchy rain spreading south. Lows between minus 4 and 7 Celsius. New Year's Eve is looking dry, with plenty of sunshine and highs of 3 to 8 degrees. From Global's newsroom for LBC, I'm Matt Hewitt.
This is LBC from Global. Leading Britain's conversation with Nick Abbott.
Hello. Well, let's get back to it.
Here we go. It is the penultimate show in the A to Z of 2025. S, T and U this evening. And then tomorrow, as we slip through to the next year, it's all the really, really difficult letters that some idiot had piled up right at the end of the alphabet. But the first 2 hours this evening should be a piece of cake, S and T. S in this hour, a recap of the rules. You cannot go forwards, but you can go back in the alphabet to fill in the gaps that we've already had. You alphabetize people by their second name, unless they're known by just one name, like Elvis. You can call multiple times. It's the only time of the year that you can do that. And no dead people. Off we go. Cheltenham. Hello, Paddy.
Oh, my God. That was really quick.
Yes.
Hey, hi, how are you doing?
Good, thanks.
You're going to have to forgive me, Nick, because I've been ill the past several days.
Oh, Christmas, really? So.
Stop whining.
Yeah, oh no. So anyway, listen, so basically, if I actually mention something that one of your previous callers has mentioned over the past few days, then, but I've got a name for your book.
Yes. Ah, yes. Now, I have a book. This all of this list is going to be put in a book, along with my take of the year, and it's going to be the biggest book, What I Have Ever Wrote. It'll be coming out in two forms, in paperback and ebook form on the Kindle site. But and as opposed to other years when I've done this, I don't have a title for the book yet. I haven't landed on a title yet. If you have a suggestion, then you might be naming my new book. Go ahead.
Nick Abbott's Big Beautiful Book.
A Big Beautiful Book is something that somebody has already said. Yeah, I quite like it. It's I know. Sorry about that. But it's not in the lead exactly, but it's right okay. up there.
Well, I've got a couple of letters for you. F for filibuster.
F for filibuster, yeah. That's that chap in America whose name escapes me.
Cory Booker.
Cory Booker. He talked for 24 hours. 25 hours without taking a, what they call a bathroom break. How did he do that?
I have no idea.
No, I have no idea.
And I will leave you with this one, S, to get you going on the S's. Sewage. It's available in still or sparkling.
Sewage.
Disgusting.
Yeah, okay. In a wet location near you, no doubt. All right, good work. Thanks a lot, Paddy. From Tricilla in Newquay, S is for Scarborough Town's Reform UK-run council controversially increased the mayor's allowance by 600%.
What?
The mayor's allowance increased by 600% by a Reform UK-run council in Scarborough. This, says Tricilla, is despite supposedly being committed to fiscal responsibility and cutting waste. When Laura Kunzberg asked Nigel Farage whether this was the right thing to do, he snapped back, "I've no idea." He said, he does get snippy when questioned, don't he?
I'm a nutcase.
Yeah, no doubt. Watford. Hello, Simon.
Oh, hi, Nick. How you doing?
Good, thanks.
I've been catching up today. I think I've listened to nearly 5 hours while I've been at work.
Wow, very good.
Yeah, so I shouldn't be repeating anything, but I've got a couple here. I've got a B for President Biden for his face when Baron Trump whispered something in his ear at the inauguration. And who knows what...
Yeah, well, people suggested that that Baron Trump, who does have something of the darkness about him... That he whispered, "You should have pardoned yourself."
That would make sense. I mean, actually, funny, ironically, The Godfather's been on the last two nights, so it seems quite related to that.
It seems very apt, yeah.
Yeah. The other one was a great one, and it was Bridget Macron punched Emmanuel in the face as they opened the door to the plane, and he kind of had to style it out.
He did, yeah.
It was so funny.
He got slapped. It was kind of a slap and a punch and a push. It was like a combination of all of those. And Macron was standing at the door of the plane, and he looked out, realised that everybody had just seen that, did a little wave, and then kind of disappeared. That was funny.
Oh, that was brilliant. Yeah, so I'm glad I got that one. Yeah. And this year was for an M, it was a mast year.
A what now?
A mast year. So, you know, with the autumn, the summer, you know, we had that fantastic autumn, the bugs and everything. They call it a mast year.
But what is it about the year that is mast-like? I don't get it.
Well, I think it's just what they call it. Now you've asked me to explain it, I've kind of gone blank. But yeah, mast blank.
Mast
year, sorry.
Well, and, I'll look it up later and find out what that actually means.
Yeah, but I think you've spoken to it about it on your show, because it was such a fantastic summer, and then the autumn was brilliant.
And just to be clear, you're saying mast, M-A-S-T.
Yes, I think I may have said mask when I called up.
Right, but M-A-S-T.
Yeah.
Okay. Good work. Thanks a lot, Simon. Giving me homework already. You believe that? Gary in Anglesey says, S is for the Signal chat leak. In March, Pete Kegsbreath shared sensitive information about imminent airstrikes in Yemen on a Signal chat group, which included the journalist Jeffrey Goldberg, editor-in-chief of The Atlantic, which could have put US servicemen in danger and promptly did not lose his job. For your book, Nick, I know words, I have the best words. Well... Yeah, I suppose so. Yeah, all right, I'll write that one down. Yeah, Pete Kegsbreath. the head of the Department of War.
Booze.
What could possibly go wrong? Let's see now. Derby. Hello, Simon.
Hi, Nick. I've got an S and an R and an M and a title for your book. The S, I don't know if you have this already, the most expensive comic this year. Somebody sold the first edition of Superman comic was sold for $9 million.
What?
$9 million.
The previous record was $3 million, but this one was found in a loft in California. A lady had left it for her sons, and when they emptied the loft, they found it. Because of the weather there, it was in absolutely perfect condition.
Wow.
$9 million, $7 million quid. Yeah.
For a comic.
Superman number one.
Right, okay.
My R, I'm not sure if you've had this either, it was an animal that broke into a liquor store in Virginia, smashed all the bottles, drank half of them, collapsed, face down, legs and front and back legs akimbo next to the toilet.
It was a beautiful picture. It was a raccoon. Yeah, that's priceless. Yeah.
Have you had that before?
Apparently that raccoon had done something like that before. It had
to
broken
all the places.
Yeah, other shops it had broken into. And but if it was looking for booze, I think it found it only in the store that it passed out in. Yeah.
They scooped him up and put him in a little carrier, let him sober up, and then released him 20 miles away. My M is Donald bragged about how well he'd done with bringing the National Guard into Washington, and he said there's been no deaths, no murders, no deaths, no murders. The murder rate in Washington this year, I had a look this morning, was 128. So it's not zero.
Right, not zero, no.
And if you want to sort of try and work out what that's like, the population of Washington is 600,000. Derbyshire, where I live, is 800,000, and we had six compared to their 128.
Yeah. Wow, you've done maths.
So it's not very good. Title for your book, all capital letters. Thank you for your attention to this matter.
Yes, that is neck and neck in the lead with a couple of others. That somebody has said that already. And I don't know whether Donald Trump is going to claim copyright on that and sue me for...
$8,737,540,000.
Possibly.
Thank you for your attention to my matters.
No, I think it's better the other way around. But it's a good suggestion to have it all in capitals. Excellent work. Thanks a lot, Simon. This says, I have an R for you. The wonderful Jamie Raskin, who made mincemeat out of the Clacton gas bag when he visited the US Senate to berate the UK. Also a book title, Is This Real Life or Am I Hallucinating? God, wouldn't it be marvellous if I was hallucinating? Wouldn't it, though? If we could do this year again. Well, maybe not. A mobile. I've got no idea where you are. Unless you're in Mobile, Alabama. Somebody suspiciously called VM. VM.
Oh, is it me?
It sounds like you. Is your name VM?
No, my name is Leslie, and I'm phoning from Penzance in Cornwall.
Ah, so none of the above is true.
No, none of the above is true, and certainly not going forward. Going slightly backwards, I'm going to F, and I'm going to Frankie the Flamingo, and she made a bid for freedom, having been born in the Paradise Park in Hale.
Yeah.
And then she flew 300 miles across to France, where she's now living her best life.
Despite having her wings clipped,
she
flew all the way there.
Yeah,
how did she do that?
I think she was aided and abetted by quite strong winds.
Right.
Yes. So she caused a lot of consternation. People were, spotting her throughout the region down here, sort of Penzance and Porthcawl and all the local places. But she's ended up in a very safe place. They can't bring her back because of bird flu.
Right. Well, she's probably enjoying better weather down there, I would imagine.
I should imagine so, but she's quite safe, apparently. So people were sort of, looking out in their gardens and spotting her in various places.
A happy news story. Can you believe that?
No.
I know, that's what I was trying.
Yeah. All right, good work. Thanks a lot, Leslie. 0345-6060-973. It is the penultimate show in the A to Z of 2025, up to and including the letter S on LBC.
LBC.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service, recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
Our pet's in a pickle. We're here when it matters most. For fuss-free pet insurance policies as unique as they are. Visit petsinapickle.co.uk.
Find me somebody to love.
You'll love the Dream Sale. Shop now and save big with up to 40% off. Dreams. Love your bed.
Hello. You've reached the voicemail of Holiday Rebecca. She's a bit like work Rebecca, except her stress headache is gone. Her frown lines have faded, and instead of hunching over a desk with a meal deal, she's enjoying fresh, hand-rolled pasta for lunch. If you require work Rebecca, please try again in about 10 days.
Take your holiday seriously. British Airways Holidays. Atoll protected.
Nick Abbott on LBC. Call 0345 6060 973.
Okie dokie. 0345 6060 973. It is the penultimate show in the A to Z of 2025. We're up to and including the letter S. Welling Garden City. Hello, Daniel.
Nick, hello. Are you okay?
Yes, good, thanks.
I've got S for Skype. So Microsoft dropped support for Skype this year, so it died a death.
Yeah, it became
Teams.
Teams, yeah. Or something. Yeah.
Luckily, I don't have anything like that in my line of work, and... You know, you probably don't either.
No,
you can,
I don't.
I'm calling you instead.
the
old-fashioned way.
Yes, that's right. I just figured out how to use it, and then they change it for something else.
Yeah, brilliant. The other one I've got is Shat. So this is a place in Cumbria where a train derailed this year, which is not really a good news story, but no one died.
Okay, very good. And you're spelling that how?
S-H-A-P.
P.
God, yeah, I just realised what you thought I might have said.
Well, it sounded like you said it, but apparently you didn't, so we appreciate you not saying it.
Thank you.
Yeah, just enunciate more clearly in future. Thanks a lot, Daniel. 0345 6060 973. This says, S is for Sophie snoring on air. Yeah, you'll have to go back a couple of shows. Just before we did this, one of my callers... I was waiting so long on the line that she actually fell asleep. And I kept coming to her over and over again during the course of the program. And she was snoring her face off. Well, you know, it was an unreasonable request of me to ask her to wait online for an hour at that time of night. It's all my fault. I take full responsibility. East Horsley. Hello, Tanya.
Hello, Nick. Happy New Year for 48 hours time.
Yes, thanks.
My S is for Southwest Trains that have been nationalised this year. Don't think it's improved improved them too much. But I know I'm not allowed to say anything about anniversaries. So can I just, will you bear with me just 5 minutes so I tell you about our station?
5 minutes?
Well, 4 minutes then.
Four?
Or possibly two.
Two?
You're wasting my 2 minutes.
I haven't given you 2 minutes. I'll give you 30 seconds starting now.
All right. The Southwest Trains, I don't know what other lines do. Mm-hmm. We have friends of some of the stations. And our friend of Horsley Station, we look after all the flower beds. We have libraries in both waiting rooms.
Oh, yes.
One waiting room has got a piano that Liberace would have loved to have played on. It's all glittery and mm-hmm. got things in.
Yeah.
And we've got treats for the dog.
Oh, I'm sorry. Time's up. Thanks a lot, Tanya. I appreciate your service. They sound like a delight. Almost good enough to hang around in. Manchester. Hello, Rick.
Hi, Nick.
Hey, Ricky, you're so fine. You're so fine, you blow my mind. Hey, Ricky.
Yeah, I was hoping you'd do that. Thanks very much for the service you do. It's the best radio of the year. Thank you.
Oh, thanks.
And special mention to Sophie, who's mentioned before, and Rose. Fantastic voices on those two. It's a pleasure to hear them. So, on to the letters.
Yeah.
I've got two S's and an L and an N. And I've got a couple of Trump names and a couple of show suggestions.
Blimey, then. You've got the lot. Okay, press on.
Okay, so N, it's the nuclear catastrophe potential after the Doge cut all their nuclear engineers.
These teenagers went into the nuclear safety watchdog and said, you're all fired, and then asked what they did afterwards. And then, in a panic, tried to rehire them, but which was a process complicated by the fact that they had wiped all their records, including their phone numbers.
No, you couldn't make it up. So, first S, the sun entered a period of dramatic energy release in its 11-year solar cycle, and it flipped its magnetic poles.
The sun flipped its magnetic poles?
Mm.
Right.
Yeah. L, landslides. Shap was mentioned before. Yeah, we've had a year of land, quite a year in landslides. We had the burst of the canal in Whitchurch very recently.
Yeah.
There was a Sumatran landslide September 2025. It was a tropical cyclone Sangar, I think it was. 798 deaths in Malaysia, Indonesia, Thailand. And experts and international bodies explicitly linked it as a latest example of the impact of the climate crisis on storm patterns and extreme weathers.
Right, the climate crisis that doesn't exist, depending on who you talk to. Yeah,
absolutely, yeah. So we had Sharp, we had the Festiniog Welsh Highland Railway that had a big landslide, 100 tonnes of mud and debris about 18th of December, and then there was a landslide on Gatwick Airport lines, so yeah. Climate change aplenty.
Okay.
And the last S is a Sonny Williams and Butch Whitmore stranded on the International Space Station had to hitch a ride back on SpaceX Crew 9 in Feb 2025.
Yes, they did, yeah. And then we didn't really hear anything about them. I mean, spending that long in space normally has, you know, some sort of consequence for your health, but we didn't hear a single thing about them after they got back. Maybe they... Maybe they're okay. Maybe
it was
they're
on a Musk piece of kit, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So a few Trump names: the Tarangatan, the Jolly Podger, and Donnie Flumpenfuhrer.
Okay. All right. I'll take the first and the third.
Okay. And there's a couple of names for the book. A couple that you use as your clips. My dog's been taken.
Mm.
And nobody knows who the hell he is.
Yeah.
A couple of others. NASA, we have a problem. And the day the Earth stood stupid.
Okay. All right. Very good. Thanks a lot, Rick. 03-45-6060-973. This is... S is for Alexander Stubb, Finland's president, who has built a good working relationship with Trump through their shared love of golf, says Lucy in Balham. Their shared love of cheating at golf. Twickenham. Hello, Sue.
Hi, Nick. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for making your call.
Oh, bless you. I really enjoy your shows and your podcasts. You keep me going.
Oh, thanks.
As well as so many others in the nation. I'm pleading on behalf of Sophie from Wanstead,
yeah.
Under S or under Q for queuing. I really feel she needs an acknowledgement in your book because she queued for so long and then she really... was so stoic about the fact that you played her snoring over and over, and the job she does, she'll never live it down, but she could have an acknowledgement in the book for snoring on air.
Sophie of Wanstead snoring on the air. Yeah, okay then, sure, why not?
Under Q for queuing, maybe.
No, and, under S for Sophie.
Sophie, yes, yeah. For Sophie. And a name for the book.
Mm-hmm.
Is it me? Exclamation mark.
How about, is it just me?
Or is it just me? Yeah. Exclamation mark.
Mm. With a, yeah. Okay, I'll write it down and think about it. I've got to come up with a title in the next couple of days because it's coming out at the beginning of the year. Not that one, I don't think. But thanks, Sue. Appreciate it. Nick says, this is to me. Nick, comma, I don't think you've had this. It's M for Melania, or more specifically, Melania's hat. Yes. It was priceless. She deployed her own hair defense system when she wore a boater-like thing on Inauguration Day. It was the size of a small flying saucer, which denied Donnie and his puckered lips of grabbing a presidential kiss. Your husband can't use his kissy lips on you when you're wearing that hat, Melania.
I don't care.
Not that bothered. York, hello Jan.
Hello Nick. I've got five.
Yes.
The Spey Viaduct collapsed into the river.
The Spey Viaduct?
Yeah.
What happened there?
It collapsed into the River Spey.
Right, did it?
Mm.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it did.
This is an educational show. The stuff that passed me by this year, I thought I was paying attention, but apparently not.
Well, you can't know everything, can
you? That is right, yeah, I can't know everything. Thank you for saying that, Jan. Appreciate it.
Quite all right. A second one. The Searchers, that played their last show. And they did it at Glastonbury.
Really?
Yeah.
There's another thing I didn't know.
Oh.
The Searchers. Silence is Golden? Was that them?
No. Needles and Pins.
Oh, Needles, Needles and Pinza. Yeah.
That's it.
Right.
They're the longest-running pop band. 68 years.
Right. The longest, Yanni? Really?
Mm.
Well, you seem very confident about that. I'd have to look that up. The Searchers are the longest-running pop band whatever in history?
Yeah.
Or in Britain?
In history, I think.
In history. Right, The Searchers. Okay. You sure they didn't do Silence is Golden? I'm going to have to look that up.
No, they didn't.
Well, how do you know that?
I just do.
Yep, but you just don't, though. You're just guessing, aren't you? Silence is...
That was the Tremolos.
Oh, I bet it was the Tremolos. It was the Tremolos. There you are, you see? I was right.
Mm.
Go
Very
on.
Very good. The next one, the Silvertown Tunnel under the Thames, opened in April.
The Silvertown Tunnel under the Thames opened in April. Okay.
And Sweden is the first country in the world where all egg-laying hens live cage-free.
Huh. First country in the world where all egg-laying hens... right. What about the ones that don't lay eggs?
Well, I don't know about them. They're probably still stuck in cages.
Well, or on someone's dinner plate, I would imagine. Mm. Yeah.
Mm.
All right, very good. Thanks a lot, Chan.
One more.
Oh, yes.
The saplings from the sycamore gap tree were planted this year. You got that one?
I do now.
Lovely.
Did they... I think they planted them in secret... No, maybe they didn't plant them in secret locations, just to avoid, you know, that happening again.
It's, no, I don't think it was secret.
No. But they were here, there and everywhere. All right. Excellent work. Thanks a lot, Jan. S is for Rishi Sunak, who has taken a second job as a senior advisor at Goldman Sachs.
No!
Says Lucy. Really? What, the guy who is the head of...
This government.
Of that government. That sounds just like him, doesn't it? Helen, Brittany.
Hello.
Brittany,
hello.
Helen. Yes, Helen.
Yes, I've got two S's for you.
Go on.
So the first one, you might want to put it under P. 2025 was a perfect square year. So last time that happened was in 1936, before either of us were born, and the next one will be in 2116.
Wow. 2116. So what is 2025 a square of?
Well, a perfect square is when you multiply a number by itself.
Yeah, I know that.
So 45 by 45 is 2025.
45 by 45.
That's what makes
okay.
it special.
Right, okay. So I was just checking whether, you know, what it was that you have to square.
Well,
to
I know your maths is
terrible.
Exemplary.
Yeah, it's extraordinary is what it is. That's a better word for it. It's unusual. It's unmatched.
My second is, yes, I'm sure. The second one, also 2025, there was a super cold moon, and that cycle only happens every 18 years or so. So that was on the 4th of December this year.
What's a super cold moon?
Well, it's the position of the moon in the sky when it's higher and nearer to the Earth, and it shines 30 times brighter.
Are you sure?
I mean, there are full moons, obviously. Well, yes, I read it.
A super, but you said it's high in the sky and low on the horizon.
No, nearer to Earth.
Oh, right, nearer to Earth and high in the sky, and it shines extra bright. Right.
Extra bright. And it's called a major lunar standstill. And that happens once every 18 years or so.
Right.
I mean, there were lots of supermoons this year. There was one in April called the Pink Moon, one in May called the Flower Moon,
yeah.
And then there was October, November and December we had supermoons as well.
Right.
The super cold moon.
These celestial events, a wonder, quite amazing to see. There's much more of that, but I can't stand it.
You might not have seen it from London, but when there's a clear sky, it was like someone had put the light on
right.
at night.
Okay.
Very bright.
Super cold moon. Right, it's on the list.
I've got a couple of suggestions as well for your book.
Go on, then.
Whinging, Whining and World Disorder.
Mm.
Hold the Line, Your Call is Important.
Mm-hmm.
Stop the World Spinning, I'd Like to Get Off, Please.
Right, that's no, no and no in that order.
Oh,
I know, okay. so disappointing.
I'm distraught.
Yeah, I bet you are. All right, good work. Thanks a lot, Helen. 0345-6060-973. It is the penultimate show in the A to Z of 2025, up to and including the letter S. It's 10:30 on LBC, the news headlines with Matt Hewitt.
Several European foreign ministers, including Britain's Yvette Cooper, are calling on Israel not to suspend more than 24 humanitarian organisations in Gaza from New Year's Day. Israel claimed the groups, including Doctors Without Borders, haven't met new vetting rules requiring detailed information on staff, funding and operations. A handful of much-delayed Eurostar trains have been running tonight after a power failure in the Channel Tunnel caused huge disruption all day. Repairs to overhead lines on the London to Paris and Brussels route will take place through the night. And a London viewpoint is closed to prevent people gathering to watch the New Year fireworks. The Royal Parks charity says it can't ensure public safety at Primrose Hill. The Metropolitan Police insist the disbanding of their Royal Parks policing team is not to blame. LBC weather. Cold and frosty for many tonight. Breezy for Scotland, with patchy rain spreading south, lows of -4. New Year's Eve is looking mainly sunny, with top temperature 8 degrees.
This is LBC.
Start the new year off right with Halfords' biggest ever January sale. We've got up to 50% off motoring and cycling essentials. So forget new year, new you. Make it new year, new bike. New year, new car tech. New year, new tools even. New year, you get the idea. Pop into your local Halfords store or shop online today for new year, new savings. Offers subject to availability. Full T's and C's and exclusions apply. See Halfords.com for details.
Hiya, Kenny the Hamster here, proud pet of Doug and Carol. Hey, up. Looks like my mum Carol's off out with the girls again. I tell you, since she took that quick NHS Healthy Choices quiz, she's drinking less, but going out more. And to think, she thought being healthy would mean being boring. You might want to give it a go yourself.
Go, girlfriend!
Take your first little step to healthy. Search NHS Healthy Choices quiz to get a score and a simple plan to follow.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard your flight to Geneva. This is your captain speaking, and I would like to take a second to welcome our very special guests. All the skis and snowboards that enjoy a free flight to winter wonderland.
The best winter holidays start with the right airline. Book your family trip to winter wonderland now on swiss.com and enjoy free gear transport.
Nick Abbott on LBC. Call 0345 6060 973.
There's a radical left Marxist communist fascist.
I'll pick one, Donny. 0345-6060-973. It's the A to Z of 2025, up to and including the letter S. Tipperary. Hello, Christina.
Hi, Nick. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Good. Lovely to speak to you. Thanks for all your wonderful shows.
Oh, appreciate it.
So, we just have an OR for renewables.
You have a what?
OR for renewables.
A what?
No, don't make me say it again.
An R for
yes,
renewables.
Please.
Yeah, renewables.
Yes,
well, now, why do you say... Well, hang on a minute. Why do you say renewables?
Because in 2025, the IEA, so the International Energy Agency, announced that solar and wind energy generation would be higher than that generated from coal.
Oh, what, worldwide?
For the first time, globally, yes.
Right. Excellent. I looked it up yesterday
thing.
And our electricity was being made predominantly by wind. I looked it up yesterday. You can look it up at your leisure, Christina.
Excellent. Actually, in your leisure, I really recommend the show Landman when you've got some time off in the new year.
Landsman.
But also, Landman, yeah, it's Tommy Lee Jones. But I also had a suggestion for your the name of your book.
Tommy Lee Jones, the guy who did, he wants to search every outhouse, hen house, cat house, and dog house. That guy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yep. Same guy. So, yeah, so I had one suggestion for the name of your book, if that's all right.
Okay.
And mine was, It's Later Than You Think.
It is later than you think. Yes. Well, I hope you're prepared.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Very good work. Yeah. Thanks a lot, Christina. 0345-6060-973. Pressing on, Glasgow. Hello, Carolyn.
Hi, Nick. Carolyn. How are you?
Very well, thanks.
Good. Just a quickie before I say my two essays. I listened to Ian Dale's show today when I was driving, and someone phoned up and nominated you for it, said you should get an honour.
I'm honoured.
There you are. It was, but, you know, I couldn't agree more, but they said they put you in there, so I thought I'd just let you know in case you missed it.
I'm going to be on the Ian Dale show tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
I know, that's what I said.
I was going to say something about, I love listening to radio because I love nice voices, and I love Ian Dale's voice, love your voice. It's really important, isn't it, to sort of have a nice, relaxing voice when you're on the radio, so... Anyway, apart from that, can I give you my first S?
Yes,
which
please.
Is St Mirren Football Club. Now, St Mirren Football Club won the League Cup against Celtic 2 weeks ago. And can I tell you, it is such a massive thing for Renfrewshire and for Paisley. I was out celebrating, and I dragged my husband out, who is a Celtic supporter, and he even came with me. It was just the best day ever. So if you could put that in your book, I would be so honoured.
Okay. That's pretty unusual for any team to beat Celtic, isn't it?
It is. It is. And their teams are worth millions of pounds. And for our glorious team to beat them, I mean, I wasn't very hopeful, but we played absolutely brilliantly. I'm so proud of them all. And it was just the best day ever. And my daughter, Caitlin, as well, has come with me with the St Mirren Way, not followed her dad, and I'm so proud of her as well. So it was just wonderful. And I just for everybody in Paisley and Renfrewshire, we were just had the best day. And we're still on a high, even though we get beat tonight by Rangers, but we'll not go there.
Yeah.
And also, I've heard everybody else talking about Sophie, the lovely Sophie, and I hope she knows that we're not saying anything bad against her. She is such a lovely lady. But that Friday before Christmas, I was wrapping Christmas presents, and I was in absolute hysterics with poor Sophie. She was, honestly, she did come to the end, at the end of the call, she did kind of a wake up.
Right.
But she is such a lovely lady, but you have to put her in your book, because... Okay. That made my Christmas.
All right.
And listen, have a brilliant new year when it comes.
Yes. And you too. All right, very good. Thanks a lot, Carolyn. I'll put her in the book. Sure, why not? Yeah, it was maybe it was the Friday before this all started. Yeah, she'd fallen asleep, and I kept coming back to her, and she was snoring for about 2 hours, and she eventually woke up and had no idea what was happening. All right, I'll stick her in the book. Why not? 0345-6060-973. Shaftesbury in Dorset. Hello, Zara.
Hello, Nick. I hope you're having a good time.
I am.
Good. I've got a G, an F, and a D.
Okay.
And a title for your book.
Right,
you haven't had it before, but you might have had them all before.
Go ahead.
Right. First two aren't very happy ones, but last night you wouldn't have F for fascist or fascism.
Mm-hmm.
And my argument is that it's become part of the international and national conversation in 2025. It's a word, sort of horrifically, that is part of the discourse.
Okay. Fascism often used in the year, talking about, you know, various...
Yes, and it was never talked about before.
Not really, no. Okay.
Not like it is now.
Not like it is now.
And this isn't very cheerful either.
Uh-oh.
But this is G for grey, the grey state of war, which the defence people say we're in, which is not war and not post-war, but this
pre-war sort of cyber stuff and provocation and everything that's happening, and they're describing it as the grey stage.
The grey stage of war. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
And what else?
Is that war?
I'm going to write all of these down. I'm going to check them over to, to confirm that they did actually happen this year and whether it's really appropriate or not. And if they pass those tests, then they will go in the book that comes out in about a week or so, I guess.
Excellent. Well, I've got D, and I'm hoping that this makes me smile. It's deep state. I don't know if you've had that. And that was Liz Truss's excuse
for
her prime premiership.
Yeah, don't say too much about it, because she'll send you a cease and desist letter, Zara.
She can send it to you.
Oh, thanks.
And
I'll pass it on.
The title of your book,
yeah,
which you probably have had, but called You Couldn't Make It Up!
Yep, okay. I'll note it down and think about it later. How does that sound?
Thank you. Happy New Year.
All right, thanks a lot, Zara. 0345-6060-973. Birmingham. Hello, Jason.
Hi, Nick. Just before New Year's, I'd just like to wish you a Happy New Year.
Thank you.
All right, because I don't think I'm going to catch your show tomorrow. I'll be too pissed.
Okay.
Nick, I have got an L, an O, and two P's and an R.
Right,
you're going to love the R.
Go on.
Okay, the L is for Kendrick Lamar, who had the biggest views of the Super Bowl halftime show, which is 123 million people watched it.
That's amazing. Probably more people watched him than watched the actual game itself.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we got him. The other one is an Alex O'Keefe. Now, he's the former writer of the TV Netflix series The Bear. Now, he got kicked off and arrested off a train because this lady complained about the posture of him sitting in the train.
Huh. Where was that?
It's happened in October.
No, where?
It's in New York.
Oh, okay.
Right. He's quite a tall bloke, and he was sitting in a two-seater, and he was sitting between the window and the seat. So he's sitting diagonally in his seat with his legs crossed.
Oh,
and the lady complained about his posture.
Yeah.
And then called the conductor, and then they got him thrown up.
He was arrested by the law.
He was arrested, but it was kicked out of court. It went to court in December.
Okay.
And it was kicked out. The judge kicked it out.
Okay.
So that was that one. The other one now is the photo of Kilmore. I think I got this right. Kilmore, R-A-R-R-E-G-O, Garcia's knuckles. That Trump insisted had the numbers, had a gang number on there, like, is it MS-13?
Yeah, well, it's supposed to be,
actually photoshopped.
Exactly, yeah. Somebody had taken a picture of it and drawn on his knuckles what they thought those tattoos meant, and Donald Trump thought that what they had written on it was actually tattooed on his knuckles, and he was presented with the evidence, and he just would not accept it.
Nick, the other one is a P, and it's the I don't know if you come across this one. It was the portrait that was put up in Colorado Capitol of Donald Trump, and the word to describe how Donald Trump was so angry was the word biggly, which is B-I-G-G-L-Y. He was so mad about the portrait, he did not like that portrait.
Yeah. Well, wait till you see what they put on the coin. It's him photographed from the side with no changes to his actual face.
Yes.
It would have liked to have had it thinned out a bit, I bet.
And I'm going to quickly throw in a C, the cover of Time magazine, what they had to withdraw. It was a picture, it was a photograph of Trump, but how they'd done the photograph, it was from the ground looking up at him.
Oh, yeah.
So, at his chin, and they said that he had a fupa on his chin and he didn't like it.
Well, he also had this, it also didn't make his hair look like it was really hair. It's just this sort of this golden glow on the top of his head, and I think it was because it looked like a toupee.
I don't wear a toupee.
Yeah. And he was very, very upset about that. Yeah.
Yeah. And here's the R that you're going to like. The R is for your caller Ranjit, who came on ITV News Central in Birmingham. ITV News Central in Birmingham in August, and he was being interviewed in his chip shop. by a reporter about the cost of chips going up due to the dry spell weather.
Is that right? Is that right, Ranjit?
Yep.
Hey, Ranjit. Ranjit.
Yes, I'm on. Hello, James.
Yeah, is that right?
That's right, that's correct.
You're a TV star now.
Hello, James. Yes. I knew it was him. I could hear his voice, and I came running in from the garden because the patio doors was open. So I came running in, and I actually saw him. So I actually saw Ranjit for the first time.
Oh, right. And?
Yeah.
don't tell me.
James?
Yeah, it's not James, it's Jason. Don't tell me what he looks like, Jason. I don't want to know. Hey, thanks a lot, Jason. Appreciate it. Hey, Ranjit, you're a TV star.
Listen, you're the best star you are, right? I've got loads here. P is for what Jason uses, builder's language, and
right,
you got away with it.
Hang on a minute. Yeah,
I'm not
going
to use it.
No, hang on a minute. No,
yeah, I'm not going to use it.
Yes, yes, yes. But what were you on TV for?
Well, you know, like I found your radio station, yeah? And I've got, you got the Nick Abbott fan club, right? All over the world.
Yeah,
and they're listening.
That is not why you were on TV. Why were you on TV?
Because I've got a lot of fan club, right? People know who I am because I'm on other radio stations as well, but now I focus only on LBC.
But that's not why you were on TV. Why were you on TV?
I've been on TV many times, bro, man. Listen to me first, right? Listen, our first time I was on TV was in 2015.
Yeah, no, never mind about that. Why were you on TV just now?
Not for crime watch or anything like that. No, they were just doing a survey on why everything in the chip shop trade is going downhill. Just
right.
Like the pubs about a few years ago.
Right.
And they wanted my opinion because...
Cost of living crisis. That's what it was about.
Living crisis.
It's all about the money,
yes.
Honey. Yeah.
Pressing on.
What have you got for us?
Pressing on, right. First I've got is... You know what? You confused me, but I'm not confused yet. Right, first,
I'll put you on hold. Chocolate, I'll come back to you.
No. Chocolate eggs. Yeah?
Chocolate eggs?
Well, yeah, I mentioned chocolate eggs that my grandson comes to my shop. He goes, Granddad, can I have a chocolate egg? Yeah? And on your Facebook page, everybody wanted me to do fried chocolate eggs. So that's my C for that.
No.
Why not?
How is that news? Hang on, I'm not going to have a fight with you about it. How is that news? Yeah. It's not news, it's just something that happened to you. So no,
it was not news.
No, so give me some news.
Okay, news. My S is Syria. They're all our friends now because Donnie decided that the former leader of ISIS is a good-looking guy and he's a friend of ours.
Okay.
So Syria and ISIS and the former leader, he's our friend now, right? Because Donnie, he said he's a good-looking guy. So if you go back to the X-Files, right, and I got no disrespect for anybody that kind of swings both ways, why does he see these people as good-looking guys? Putin's a good-looking guy. This former leader is a good-looking guy. The guy with the funny haircut from Taiwan.
What's that got to do with the X-Files? I don't get it.
Epstein files.
Oh, not the X-Files, Epstein files. Yeah, you're
Epstein
all over
files.
The place, Ranjit. I preferred you better when you were on TV. I'm going to have to go, but thanks for that. 0345 6060 973 LBC.
I'm James O'Brien. Thank you for listening to me on LBC throughout the year.
The independent sentencing review is good enough for everybody else, but what do you use instead?
Personal experience, lived experience. Listen, if they're the facts, they're the facts. But from my lived experience...
They're the facts, but I know better.
They don't understand culture of the UK.
So what is it?
When have I criticised...
What is it? Why can't you tell me what it is? You're criticising people who don't know what the culture of the UK is, so you must be able to tell me.
I can't be asked, buddy. Have a good day.
That went well, didn't it, buddy? I'll be back in the new year taking your call on LBC.
EasyJet's Big Orange Sale is now on. Beat the blues and book the beach with up to £400 off package holidays and up to 20% off flights. EasyJet, get out there. Selected dates and flights. Flight sale ends 3rd of Feb. Holiday sale ends 3rd of March. Min spend and ATL protected. T's and C's apply.
This
Christmas, McDonald's and the Elf on the Shelf are bringing festive tasks to your little ones, like writing a Christmas card for your postie.
Thank you. You're one happy helper.
Some fun, some food, it's all inside this Happy Meal. Until the 30th of December, from 11 a.m. Includes one pre-selected book or toy, while stocks last. Subject to availability, fair ordering policy applies.
There's one green bottle sat on my fridge shelf. This green and white bottle that supports my gut health. Beautiful by nature, and biotiful by name. It's the tastiest way to up my gut health game.
Biotiful Gut Health. Upgrade your yogurt to the UK's number one kefir and reset your gut health with Biotiful. Kefir is a source of calcium which contributes to the normal function of digestive enzymes. For verification of UK's number one kefir, see biotifulguthealth.com/radio.
Serious about the right vitamins for you and your family? Trust Vitabiotics, the UK's number one vitamin company, for expert nutritional care for every age and lifestyle. Vitamins for everyone, including well man, well woman, well baby and well kid. From Boots, pharmacies and Vitabiotics.com. For number one verification, see Vitabiotics.com.
Leading Britain's conversation. Nick Abbott, Alexa, send a comment to LBC.
Well, the whole world's gone crazy.
Yeah, well, some parts of it have. That's absolutely true. Canary Wharf, hello, Ryan.
Oh, hi, Nick. Happy New Year, I don't get a chance to get through again. So, I have quite a few. I've not been able to get through since, 11 yesterday.
Yeah.
It's been a very busy show this year.
Very busy. Yeah, it's the biggest response I think I've ever had. Every year it gets bigger and bigger, and this year is off the scale.
Wow. So, okay, the most exciting one is the Super Sewer finally opened in London.
It's not opened yet, though, has it?
In May 2024. Hang on. That was May 2024. What happened in 2025? I'm pretty sure it opened this year.
Did it? Because I thought that they were taking. Yeah. I thought they were offering people tours, and you wouldn't want a tour while it was in use, would you?
Probably not.
No,
not me anyway.
Okay,
but yes, no. It has been. Has it not opened yet?
I don't know. I missed the ceremony if it did, but I'll look it up. I'll write it down. I'll look it up.
Yes. There you go. Yes, 14th of February, 2025. There you go.
Okay.
It has been activated.
Right.
Yeah. So that's the Super Sewer. There is also Suno AI, S-U-N-O.
S-U-N-O AI. What's that?
Yes. Before your German correspondent gets to it.
Yeah.
Suno AI, it allows you to make music with AI, and it is one of the most addictive things I've ever seen.
Well, you mean to listen to or to use?
To use. To,
right.
You know, you can just sing a tune and it comes out with just the most, what you were imagining. It's incredible. I don't know if it's a good or a bad thing, but it's definitely like science fiction.
Right. Well, it sounds like a bad thing. Right. So you can program it to make music and you don't need any musical ability in order to do that.
Pretty much, but if you have ideas, it can and you sing a tune and you say I want the violin to play this, it can come up with the violin playing this. And I think this, I mean,
I guess what that sounds like, I guess what that sounds like is punk. You know, people didn't with punk, they didn't really have to be masters of their instrument. If they could just sort of think it up and thrash it out, then that would do. And so that's kind of sounds like what you're describing. So maybe it's a good thing.
Yeah, but the news is that they recently, after they were being sued by a load of people for training their models on...
Oh, yeah, right.
They partnered with Warner Music Group to build the future of interactive music. This was a few weeks ago.
Right. The future is now.
Apparently, yeah. So I think it's quite exciting. I definitely look at that. There's another one, though.
And finally...
I have recycling.
Why is that?
Because this year saw the introduction of the new simpler recycling in England policy.
Which is
all businesses now, either already or if they only have a few people, then by 2027. But most businesses now need to separate recyclable waste, food waste, and non-recyclable waste.
What, like ordinary everyday people?
In offices or any business.
Yeah, no, and, that's what I'm saying. Businesses have to do it like we do. Yeah.
Oh, right. Yes. And, I guess they get supposedly repercussions if they don't. Mm. And the interesting thing is that this
interesting.
Is
well, I'll be the judge of that. Go on.
No, people across the country may have noticed that their councils have started letting them recycle different kinds of things. And you may also have noticed food packaging changing slightly. Like, for example, this is a guess, but like, for example, the colour of some yoghurt pots has gone from plastic to transparent. And it's all because of these new laws.
Right. Like I said, I'll be the judge of whether that's interesting or not. But thanks, Ryan. Letter M for Hurricane Melissa ravaged Jamaica on the 28th of October. Winds of 185 miles an hour. And S is for Nicola Sturgeon, who published her memoir this year to mixed reviews, says Gordon in Hampstead. Let's squeeze one in before the news. Penzance. Hello, Andrew.
Nick, hello.
Yes, sir.
I never thought I'd hear Ranjit high on his own supply.
Right.
Just before I give you my S, a little bit of context. You and I are separated at birth by a few months, and so of similar vintage. And I agree completely with you that the 1970s was, in the inimitable words of Ian Hunter, the golden age of rock and roll.
Yes.
Anyway, last week, or the week before, Howard Stern had held an interview and said possibly the only thing I've ever agreed with him saying, which was that rock and roll is dead.
Rock and roll is dead?
Yes, and I have enormous sympathy with that, given that the top two selling stars on earth are Taylor Swift and Ed Sheeran, who are rapidly approaching middle age.
The thing about that is, I mean, I can remember back in, like, 1976, 77, that was the punk years, and they've been playing Top of the Pops on TV lately from those years, and what was selling there was not what people like me, kids, who were into punk, were listening to. It was Boney M. and ABBA and Brotherhood of Man, and it was like stuff like that. So we have a sort of skewed idea of what it was that people were actually consuming in the 1970s. It was great for us, but most people weren't listening to what we were listening to.
Well, the effective choice was much greater. But the top selling artists today just write songs as they approach their 30s and 40s. About how they'll die if their boyfriend or girlfriend doesn't phone them back.
As opposed to ooh-wee, chirpy, chirpy, cheep-cheep, you mean? Come on.
Yeah, that's all we've got now. Yeah. But anyway, the other side of this interview was a British young shaver called Young Blood. I don't know if you're familiar with him.
No.
But the irony is that Howard Stern was saying rock and roll is dead. And this guy, he's young, but he looks so cadaverous. He makes Ronnie Wood look like a gazelle.
Yeah, but this is very interesting, Andrew, but what's it got to do with the list?
Well, it's S for Howard Stern.
Stern, right. So Howard Stern says that rock and roll is dead. Okay.
I've got very quickly before I go, I've got one very quick one. And a minor announcement, if I may. So the other one is the American Magical Bandage Company. I don't know if you're familiar with it.
But never heard of them.
No, if your listeners are canny investors, they should take notes and see if they can get.
Yeah, the value of your investment may go down as well as up.
Exactly. So earlier this year, this company makes bandages which regenerate human body parts magically.
Like a newt?
Let's say, for example,
what's this got to do with this list?
Well, it's A for American Magical Bandage Company.
And so, that's what they're called, the American Magical Bandage Company.
So if, for example, a high-velocity bullet shoots your ear off, you can just apply one of these bandages and a couple of days later take it off and you've got a new ear.
Right, so is this actually a joke or is this a real company?
Well, a photographer.
Now, hang on a minute, answer that question. Is this a joke or is this a real company?
It's not a real company.
It's not a real company. Okay. Finally, we got there. A listener with material.
Oh, no.
0345-6060-973. You can text 84850. Email nick@lbc.co.uk. And if you're on WhatsApp, it's the same number as the phone, 0345-6060-973. You know, a lot of people say that there's no good music around anymore, and I think the reason why people say that is because they haven't looked for it. There's lots of good music out there. Just look for it. Okay, it's the A to Z of 2025. We are in the closing straight. The next letter is a piece of cake. It's the one after midnight is what concerns me. But we'll come back with the letter T on LBC.
On your radio, on the LBC app, and
play LBC.
Leading Britain's conversation. This is LBC.
From Global's newsroom at 11 o'clock, the foreign secretaries joined forces with ministers from 9 other liberal democracies to call for humanitarian agencies to be allowed to continue their work in Gaza. They say 1 in 3 healthcare facilities in the territory could close within 60 days as new registration rules come in. Asif Hussein's aid group, SKT Welfare, won't be affected, but he disagrees with the rules.
Doctors and consultants from all over the world, especially from here in the UK, are going in really helping with those complex injuries. In many, many cases, it's young children that have been amputated or have complex injuries that you need external trained medical staff to go in and help with those complex injuries.
Israel's previously said the regulations are needed because some humanitarian workers have been involved in terrorist activities and organisations have had 10 months to submit their registration applications. Repairs will take place through the night in the Channel Tunnel after huge disruption due to a power failure. Eurostar and Le Shuttle resumed some services this evening after hours of cancellations. Driver Mark Bouchat was held up inside the tunnel.
We were stuck actually in a no man's land, so we were not in France, we were not in England. There was no toilet. My wife got told off because she was out of the car with the dog. She can't come out because it was a no man's land, it was between the two borders.
Work will take place to formally identify the body of a man found in a small plane that crashed near Chelmsford. Divers recovered the body from Hanningfield Reservoir this afternoon after the crash on Sunday. The bodies of 2 children aged 4 and 7 have been removed from a house following a fire near Stroud. Their dad, who survived, tried to rescue them on Boxing Day by smashing a window to get back in. Nearly £250,000 has been raised to help him. A doctor who faked face-to-face appointments so she could pick her children up after school has been suspended from practising for 5 months. Dr. Helen Eisenhower was rumbled by a partner at the GP practice at Arnold near Nottingham who'd spotted anomalies in the booking system. And Arsenal have thrashed Aston Villa 4-1 to move 5 points clear at the top of the Premier League. Chelsea failed to move into the top four as they drew 2-2 with Bournemouth, while Manchester United were held 1-1 by bottom side Wolves. LBC weather, cold and frosty for many tonight, freezing fog in southern England and Northern Ireland, breezy for Scotland with patchy rain spreading south, lows between -4 and 7 Celsius. New Year's Eve is looking dry with plenty of sunshine, highs of 3 to 8 degrees. From Global's newsroom for LBC, I'm Matt Hewitt.
This is LBC from Global, leading Britain's conversation with Nick Abbott.
Shut up.
You're just speaking words now, Nick, and they don't mean much.
Yes, that was a full and complete football results service. Now I don't have to waste my time watching Match of the Day.
Damn it!
0345-6060-973. The end is in sight. The letter T. Now, after this, it gets really difficult. Benya in Spain. Hello, Graham.
Hi, Nick. How you doing?
Good, thanks.
Excellent, excellent. Right, I've got a P here.
Yes.
Which is protecting our borders with Etias from third world countries like the UK, Chad, Niger, etc. And L, Mm-hmm. L is for lamb. You're familiar with The Sopranos, so we're talking about on the lamb.
On the lamb. Who's on the lamb?
Well, Farage, after sort of like the Dulwich thing, he's gone. He's waiting until things blow over, so he's sort of like gone quiet, so to speak. Also,
I very much doubt that Nigel Farage has gone quiet wherever he may be.
Well, I haven't seen him on Question Time for at least two days.
Yeah, a couple of days. So,
and also Musk. He also went on the lam after he ratted out the Marmalade mob boss. Being friends with a Pied Piper. I mean, Jeffrey.
I think they've made up, and I think they've kissed and made up now. Elon Musk is now bezzy mates with Donald Trump. Despite you know who.
Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein?
Yes, Donnie. I'm sorry. We were still talking about Jeffrey Epstein. We haven't forgotten yet.
I've got an S, which is for snoring by
Sophie Snorer. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I got a F for forgetfulness, which is a virulent stream that's affected Trump. You can't remember anything about Epstein.
These are all very vague, Graham. I don't think anything that you said so far is actually going to make the list, because you're just shoehorning them in. Must be specific.
Right, okay. Well, I did have a queue for questions. Look, I'm only asking questions.
Now, there you go. Yes, I'm only asking questions. And there's a phrase that Fagash used frequently.
I'm a nutcase.
Yeah, and so that is on the list. Finally, we got there. Excellent work. Thanks a lot, Graham. S is for shipping, says this one. A landmark deal to cut global shipping emissions was abandoned after Saudi Arabia and the US succeeded in ending the talks. Yeah. We're being dragged to the fires of hell by these people. And they don't care because all they see is money, like dollar signs before their eyes. Like money is going to protect them from extreme weather. It just won't. Ventnor. Hello, Billy.
Hello. Billy. Good evening, Nick.
Yes, Billy.
Happy New Year to you.
Yes, thanks very much.
I've got two S's for you.
Go on.
I'm really riveting this evening, aren't I? Sugar tax and stamp duty.
Sugar tax, yes.
Obviously, sugar tax expanded to include milkshakes now.
Yeah, the milkshake tax. People are very upset about that.
I think Nigel Farage will be quite delighted, though.
It'd be more expensive to protest against him, yeah.
Yes, absolutely. I think that might be a top reform policy, actually, of the year.
Right, no, nobody should throw anything at anybody ever. I'd be quite clear about that.
Absolutely. Including eggs.
Yes.
Matter as well.
Yeah,
but
or anything. Yeah. No. Don't throw like shady looks or anything at anybody ever.
No. You should only ask questions in a very ambiguous way.
Yeah. Go on.
And then the other one is stamp duty. Sorry, I almost forgot my train of thought.
Yeah. Then. Stamp duty. Why is that?
Yes. Yeah, so stamp duty. I don't know what the price is now at, but I know that it was expanded so that I think it's anything over £100,000. You've now got to pay if you're not a first time buyer. Is that right?
I don't recall what the actual number is. No.
I don't know what the actual number is then, but I know that this year it was expanded. If you're not a first time buyer, then you have to pay it. And yes, I don't know. I think it might be £100,000, or it might be £125,000. In fact, I think it's £125,000 now.
And the right-wing press will say that it is a hated tax, but then every tax is a hated tax, according to the right-wing press, who then will also complain about all of the things that we would spend tax money on aren't being sufficiently funded. You just can't win with these people.
Well, it's either you either increase the taxes and then actually pay for the services, or you cut them and then you get done either way, don't you? But, I mean, I think this is the issue, isn't it? With right wing, I know this is a light-hearted show, so I won't get too, nitty-gritty, but I do think we're at risk of just, well, we complain if Starmer doesn't do anything, and then we complain if Starmer does do something.
Yeah, that's right.
And then when he actually says, do you know what, that's a decent point that you've made, and then he changes his mind, everyone calls him
U-turn. Yeah, that's right. I know, you just can't win. Yeah. All right, thanks a lot, Billy. But then he should have known that before he took that job. You know, it's that they're not your friends. There's no point in sucking up to them, Keir. Skier. East Yorkshire. Hello, Mike.
Hi, Nick. Happy New Year for next year.
Thanks very much.
Okay, an S and a few T's.
Yeah.
Zahra Sultan had an interesting year because after getting elected as Labour MP, she'd been Labour, formed a new party with Corbyn, fell out with Corbyn, made friends with Corbyn again, and then fell out with the men in the party, accusing them of being misogynistic, and then boycotted the first day of the inaugural conference of the party she founded.
Wow. Yeah, that's a three-hour film, that is.
Okay, tease. Comedy one first. Toilets. Specifically, the toilets at the Royal Albert Hall had to be reinforced because of the contestants at the sumo wrestling competition that they hosted.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they had to reinforce the toilet.
Yeah, okay, a sport. Yeah, sure it is. It's a sport. Huge fat guys slapping each other. That doesn't look like a sport to me.
No, it's not something that holds my interest. Then we've got the acronym. Because of the on-off tariffs, we got TACO. Always chickens out.
Trump always chickens out.
Don't be rude.
Yeah, that's right. Took a while to find it. I was stalling there for a moment. I had to find it somewhere. There it is. Don't be rude.
And then we have the Time magazine cover that you've touched on.
Yeah, he hated that. With good reason. I didn't think it was so bad, but, you know, he's very, very sensitive about his hair for, you know, obvious reasons.
I don't wear a toupee.
It was a bit jowly, wasn't it, Tommy?
Well, it wasn't the jowl so much. The thing is, it's just the hair. You know, it just looked like, it kind of looked a bit like a dumpy Jesus. He had this sort of golden glow above his head.
Anyway, enough of Trump this year.
Yeah. Well, I doubt it, because we're on tea, so I think people are going to be absolutely full of it. We'll get through the hour, but I think Trump will be all over us. All right, good work. Thanks a lot, Mike. 0345-6060-973. This says, S is for sausage fly tipping. What? Somebody dumped hundreds of raw sausages in Bristol. The photos are repulsive. A local man said the damp pink cylinders themselves look relatively unchanged from the original pictures. He says, although it looked revolting, it made me laugh. It's on the it's on a news site near you, says Catherine. A local man said the damp pink cylinders themselves looked relatively unchanged from the original pictures. I don't really understand what that means, but you've taken the time to write it out for me, so I'll look it up later. Let's see now. Tooting, Atif.
Nick, good evening.
Evening.
I've got a suggestion or two for your book.
Yes.
Both along the same theme, but with different presentations. So the first one is To the Power of Three. So Nick Abbott, three shows a week for 3 hours.
Ooh, no.
And then on the same theme, Abbott To the Power of Three. So the small number three at the top of the last T on your name.
Right, let me think about that.
No.
No, it's got nothing to do with me. It's the year that we are after. So it's something that pertaining to the last year.
Adding to that, this book is a culmination of everyone's efforts throughout the year.
Yeah.
And they are obviously, you are the MC, the Master of Ceremonies.
Right.
So I thought with those two things going together, it might be a good name, but clearly you don't like it. Never mind.
In that case...
No!
No.
That's fine.
Yeah. Go on. Oh, is that it?
That's it, yeah.
Oh, well, very disappointing. Sorry about that, Atif. Finchley. Hello, Marion.
Hello.
Marion.
I know lawn tennis is not your favourite sport, Nick, but three things. First of all, an E... electronic line calling for the first time introduced at Wimbledon this year.
Oh, yeah.
We got rid of, we no longer have linesmen and lineswomen. There's electronic line calling, and it was very successful.
Was it? Was it?
Well, there was just one couple of times when human error caused the system to stop working for a short time, but otherwise everybody says it was a great success. So that's
it can only be attributable to human error.
Human error, yeah.
human error. Two S's.
Mm-hmm.
The two Wimbledon champions this year, the men's and the women's, set up a record because they both were the first representatives of their countries to win the title at Wimbledon. So the Polish winner of the ladies' title, I probably will pronounce her name wrongly, Iga Swiatek. She won 6-love, 6-love in the women's final. She was the first Polish champion at Wimbledon.
6-love, 6-love. That doesn't sound like much of a match.
It was an unbelievable loss. I once refused to play on centre court because I was out of practice, and the thought of going in front of 15,000 people, I refused, asked not to go on. It's awful. If you get nerves, as obviously the victim did, an American, Amanda Anisimova, she got nerves, so she lost 7-love. But the men's winner was Jannik Sinner, and he was the first Italian player to win Wimbledon. So both players won for their countries. First Polish winner, the first Italian winner.
Well, it sounds like you're an expert in this regard, so I have absolutely no idea about any of the above, but I'll take your word for it. Excellent work. Thanks a lot, Marion. 0345-6060-973. M is for missing man in reference to Jonathan from Harrow. Where is he? Jonathan from Harrow. Yeah, well, he was a regular feature on this show, and then he just up and disappeared because I do a podcast called The Nick Abbott Habit, which is clips of old shows, and I was going through an old show, and I thought, hang on a minute. A show from years ago. And I thought, wait a moment. I know that voice from somewhere. And it was him in his real voice rather than the one that he used to call up as the character that he put on. And I said, have you ever heard of, or have you ever met, I can't remember what his real voice, what his real name is, something like, have you ever met Dave from Southend, something like that. And there was this really long pause. And then we said our goodbyes and he never called again, which is a little bit disappointing because he was funny. But, even the best things don't last forever, San Francisco. Hello, Claire.
Hi, Nick. How are you today?
I'm very well, thanks.
Very well. I'm calling from cloudy, dreary Northern California.
Stop whining.
Yes, I should, because there are oranges on my tree, so I have no reason to whine, do I?
Oranges on your tree. How marvelous.
There are. It is. It's marvelous. I have an S, Nick, like Sam.
Yeah.
And my S is South Park.
Yes.
The South Park comedians and what they've been writing, and to make such fun and poke such fun at this crazy administration is wonderful.
It has been.
Have you seen any of it?
Yes, I have. I've been watching it all avidly, and it's been brilliant. They have really knocked it out of the park. It's the funniest. it's the funniest series of South Park maybe ever, and they set the bar so high. But when you're looking at them taking the mick out of Trump so viciously. I do get that sort of nervous feeling as though, ooh, are they allowed to do that? Are there going to be consequences for me sitting here watching this? That those sort of thoughts occur to me, and you could either say it's crazy, or it's just an indication of the times that we're in. It's, making fun of the dear leader is not allowed. I'm surprised they're getting away with it.
We are, too. And, I read somewhere that the reason the administration doesn't call attention to it is just for that reason.
Yeah.
They don't want to call more attention to
right.
it. Do you have a favorite character they've made fun of?
Trump. actually, J.D. Vance is even funnier.
Christy Noem is great as her face slides off onto the floor.
If you haven't seen the latest series of South Park, then try and catch it one way or the other. It is hilarious. Yeah. Okay, Claire, what else?
I have one more. Melania the movie, if you haven't heard.
Yeah.
I know it's going to be an edge of your seat, nail-biting,
mm-hmm.
riveting documentary of the 20 days of how she spent her days leading up to the inauguration, this last inauguration.
Yeah, Jeff Bezos.
In theaters only.
Right, yeah. Jeff Bezos, out of Amazon and the Washington Post, has, I think, given her $40 million to make a movie of herself, which is going to be in cinemas, and absolutely no one is going to go and see it, Melania.
I don't care.
She's actually not that bothered. She's got the money. What does she care? Excellent work. Thanks, Claire. 0345-6060-973 LBC.
This is LBC.
A safe trip begins with TRIP. Take a road trip with your family. Get there safely. Do your trip checks. T. Drop up on island fuel. R. Rest every 2 hours to I. Inspect tire pressure and tread. P. Prepare for the weather ahead. A safe trip begins with TRIP. Safe trip begins with
think. Do the 4 trip checks before every long journey. National Highways.
Find me somebody to love.
You'll love the Dream Sale. Shop now and save big with up to 40% off. Dreams. Love your bed.
With Lidl Plus, Alini Prosecco Spumante is $4.65 and Comte de Senneval Champagne is only $9.99. Celebrate the new year with class. Lidl. More to value. Be drink away, 18 plus, subject to availability, exclude Scotland. See lidl.co.uk/LBTV. Offer ends 31st of the 12th.
Nick Abbott on LBC. Call 0345 6060 973.
Is he crazy or is that just the way he acts?
I mean, seriously, who wants to go and see a film about Melania? It's going to be released as a movie in cinemas and probably will be on Amazon Prime or whatever they call that thing. $40 million film about Melania. Who wants to see that?
Don't be rude.
No one. I bet no one goes to see it. I bet they don't release the box office for it because it'd be too embarrassing. Brighton. Hello, Joe.
Hi. I'm back from the highway, you remember?
No.
When I said Nigel Trump.
No. But okay, in my defense, I don't listen to this show. But anyway, go ahead, Joe.
Okay, I got the title for your book.
Go on.
Bing Bong 25 Gone. 2025 Gone. Bing Bong.
Bing Bong.
2025
Bing
Gone.
Bong. 2025 Gone. Mm.
Maybe.
No. Maybe. Yeah, all right then. Maybe. It's a maybe. It's a definite maybe.
I've got two S's. Starmer finally doing press conferences. He's going to start get rid of the daily briefings and do... hopefully evening press conferences, and the other S, Nigel Farage being in the US Senate, being a traitor, talking down this country and all these idiots constantly supporting everything he said. You're all traitors if you believe in what Nigel Farage said.
Well, a traitor is a strong word. He certainly is one of those people that goes abroad to talk this country down, you know, like the Lizbot.
Absolutely.
She goes abroad to talk this country down. It doesn't seem very patriotic to me, but I think traitor might be a bit, might be stretching it a bit, Joe. But thanks for that. This says, S is for SpaceX, the aerospace company owned by the real-life Bond villain Elon Musk. It's had a number of dramatic failures this year, and a couple of dramatic successes as well. I guess, you know, it's swings and roundabouts. Couple of steps forward, couple of steps back. But that's space travel. It's, you know, it's actually, it really is rocket science. Whitechapel, hello, Darren.
Hello, Nick, how are you?
Good, thanks. Yes, very well.
Nick, I've got quite a lot for you, I have.
How many?
About 12.
12?
Yeah.
Okay, rattle through them.
Okay. Kyle Trump, she's the granddaughter of Donald Trump. She made her professional debut in the golf this year, but on her first tournament, she came last.
Right. Okay. I don't know anything about that. Kyle Trump. Kyle? How do you spell that? Yeah.
K-A-I.
Right, Kai Trump has inherited her golf skills from Donald. Right, go ahead.
Richard Tice, he became the new head of Doge this year for reform.
And it will have the exact same level of success as Doge has had in America, by which I mean none at all. Go on.
Thames Water had a £3 billion loan this year.
Yes.
And also, there was some people trying to do a citizen's arrest on the CEO as well.
That of Southern Water, that was. Yeah, he said, I have to go to my meeting. It's very, very important. please let me go. Right. And the police were called, and they did just that. They untied the they unpicked the lady's hands who were grasped around him, and they let him go about his business.
Tesla, their stocks went down.
Yeah, they did.
And also there was a Tesla Cybertruck car crash on January 1st outside of Trump's hotel in Las Vegas.
Oh yeah, well it wasn't a crash. Somebody set it on fire, didn't they?
It probably was then.
And I know that they recalled every single one of them. I think every single Tesla that had ever been made got recalled because a panel was liable to come unglued. they glue it together.
Nick, I got an S, Mo Salah, because he fell out with Arnie's slot this year.
Yeah.
Ange Postecoglou.
Oh? Say it again.
Ange Postecoglou. He lasted 39 days in charge of Nottingham Forest. He was the quickest permanent manager to lose his job.
Quickest in and out in football, right?
In the Premier League.
Yes.
And the last one I'll give you, Nick.
Yes.
Is our favourite Prime Minister as returned on the Friday podcast, Liz Truss.
Oh, the Lizbot has got a podcast. Yeah, that's right.
Absolutely.
She has a podcast. And every time I look at X, I just see her face. Somebody is just putting her feed all over my internet. It's insufferable.
But lastly, Nick, I was thinking you're going to try and probably give us a detailed files review on the podcast this week.
No, that would involve looking at watching it, and I'm not going to do that. Not now, not ever, never. No, I just won't do it. All right, thanks a lot, Darren. It's the A to Z of 2025. We're up to and including the letter S. Epsom. Hello, Lindsay.
Hi, Nick.
Lindsay.
I think I've got three. First of all, Tylenol.
Tylenol.
Which was Robert Kennedy Jr.'s advice to remove pregnant women taking it for fear of autism.
Okay.
And have you got Margarita, the largest margarita made?
The largest margarita ever made?
Ever made,
How big was it?
It was over 9,000 gallons. And it was made... I'll have two, please. And it was made for an anniversary of a city in Mexico.
Yeah, which one?
To commemorate that.
Which one?
Oh, God.
Don't know.
It begins with a T.
With a T? It's not Tijuana by any chance, is it?
Could be. It could be.
A 9,000-gallon margarita. One's not enough.
Yes.
Two's too many.
Booze.
Yes. So that was really good. And have you, forgive me, you might already have it, but have you for Redaction?
You know what, I might call the book Redacted.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, and just have it completely black on the front.
I've got a suspicion about that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Donald likes to sign in those big black thick
his
pens.
Big squiggly, big boy squiggle, yeah.
Do you think he's sitting in bed at night,
just drawing,
frantically going through the files?
Drawing lines through everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like he's been told to colour it in, and that's what the result is. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, thanks a lot, Margaret.
I wish you all the best for next year.
And you. Thanks very much. This says, L is led by donkeys, the campaign group who projected Epstein and Trump onto Windsor Castle. I think you log it under P for projection. That's right.
Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein?
Yeah, we're still talking about Jeffrey Epstein, Dolly. Sorry about that, but we're not letting it go. Albury, hello, Ranjit.
Hello again, yeah.
Yes, Ranjit.
I've got a few more, yeah.
Go on, then.
But for your book title, yeah, is Donny Bojo...
No.
Yeah?
No.
Donny Bojo, no. The greatest fakest.
No.
No, okay. And then I've got a B for you for a business deal. Remember, I offered you a business deal. How much have we got in the kitchen now?
I don't recall what the deal was, but I'm pretty sure you owe me a lot of money. Just pop it in the post, Ranjit, and I appreciate your cooperation.
One more. Starmer, and I hate to say this, right, according to the right-wing papers, he's got the worst ratings ever as a prime minister in his stature.
Right.
What do you think about that?
I think that people...
I don't believe that.
People are asked by newspapers who they hate the most, and they tell the newspaper that they read that they hate the person that the newspaper has told them to hate the most, is what I think about that. So unpick that, I double dare you. Thanks a lot, Ranjit. This says, street art, Banksy on Grade 2 listed Queen's Building at the Royal Courts of Justice on London in London on September the 8th. 2025. Yeah, and I think it was covered up entirely by September the 9th, 2025, wasn't it? And it's probably been scrubbed off by now. Quite possibly the only Banksy piece of work that has been treated like that. Everybody else puts some plastic covering over it so people can't nick it, and they just rubbed it right off the building because it embarrassed them, is what happened. It's 11:30 on LBC. Coming back with the last half hour of the easy letters, and then it gets much, much more difficult from that moment on. So it's we're up to and including T on the A to Z of 2025. It's 11:30, the news headlines with Matt Hewitt.
Britain and some of its allies are warning the humanitarian situation in Gaza has worsened again and is of serious concern. The Foreign Office says Israel should allow non-governmental organisations to work in the territory in a sustained and predictable way and let the UN continue its work. Repairs will take place through the night in the Channel Tunnel after huge disruption due to a power failure. Eurostar and Le Shuttle resumed some services this evening after hours of cancellations. Five people hurt in an alleged crowbar attack at a hospital on Merseyside this afternoon are not believed to have life-threatening injuries. A 20-year-old man has been arrested on suspicion of wounding, affray and criminal damage at Newton the Willows. LBC weather, cold and frosty for many tonight, breezy for Scotland with patchy rain spreading south, lows of -4. New Year's Eve is looking dry with plenty of sunshine and highs of 8 degrees.
This is LBC.
I love visiting Mum and Dad, but as they've gotten older, I've worried about leaving them on their own, especially in winter. We visit as often as we can, but they needed more regular help. That's why we're so grateful to Ellie, their home instead care professional, who lives with them and is always there when she's needed. It means Mum and Dad can stay in the home they love, and it gives us peace of mind to know they're okay when we're not there. For award-winning home care you can trust, visit homeinstead.co.uk.
This is Mummy phone. We're on holiday with an amazing beach. She's asked me to record her voicemail because she said if anyone hears the way I pronounce Menorca, they'll agree how important it is that we spend time together. Undisturbed.
Take your holiday seriously. British Airways Holidays. Atoll protected.
When you're smiling.
Banning Dental Group Clinics. With over 5,000 top-rated Google reviews. Keep on smiling.
This is Sarah's last game before she does her self-assessment. Like her last game and the last game before that. Classic. Come on, Sarah. The deadline is 31st of January. Less distraction, more action.
Don't be like Sarah. Visit gov.uk/self-assessment today. Payment support may be available.
Leading Britain's conversation, Nick Abbott. Alexa, send a comment to LBC.
He thinks he looks good in a bathing suit. He doesn't.
Yeah, cruel, Donny. Very cruel, but true. But cruel, but true. Matt says, T is for Trump. I believe you are familiar with his handiwork. Yeah, I have heard of him, yeah. Robin says, T is for Donny's 2025 toupee.
I don't wear a toupee.
It really is a great hairpiece, he says. Nobody in human history has ever worn a toupee like it. Everybody says that.
Believe me.
And Tony says, T is for Truro City, promoted to the National League for the first time in their history. When they travelled to Gateshead in October, they created the record for the furthest away trip ever in English football history, over 900 miles there and back. For the book title, how about Nothing Bad Can Happen, It Can Only Good Happen?
Nothing bad can happen, it can only good happen.
Or, if you get it in order, you get extra points. Well, that is true.
If you get it in order, you get extra points. If you get it in order, you get extra points.
Extra points for getting it in order. Correctamundo, Donnie. You got that one right. Sanderstead. Hello, Simon.
Ah, hi, Nick. Simon. And Happy New Year's Eve.
Yes, that's right.
I've got a Q, I've got an R, I've got an S, and I've got a T.
Off you go.
I'll try and whiz through the earlier ones as quick as I can, because the T is absolutely priceless. Okay, the Q is a kayaking expedition by Chef Mike Keane from...
Kayaking is with a K.
Hang on, it's where it's from.
Oh, okay.
It's from, I don't know how the hell you pronounce this, but it's got a lot of Q's in it. Qaqortoq in the south of Greenland to Qaanaaq in northwest Greenland. Would you like me to spell those for you?
No. I've only got a brief 3-hour show.
Okay, we've got 5 Qs in it, in all of them.
But what's the story, though? Somebody went boating?
He went kayaking, he's a chef, and the idea was actually, because he wanted to research a hunter-gatherer diet and see what its effect is on a modern person's body.
Right.
So this whole trip, he was eating just whale blubber and walrus and dried halibut, and then when he got each stage of the journey, they would assess his body and see how his body fat had changed and that kind of stuff.
See how his breath smelled.
That's right. Yeah,
can you imagine?
Anyway, it's from I'm going to spell it Qaqortoq in the south to Qaanaaq in the northwest of Greenland.
Wow,
there you go.
I'm glad that you did that, because I certainly couldn't have.
Get on to the R. A nice easy one. River Action, they took Ofwat to court in November because Ofwat was allowing water companies to charge customers twice to clear up the sewage in rivers.
They've given all the money that we've already given them to clean up the sewage in rivers to themselves for excellence in being them, so they had to charge us again.
Yeah, that's it. And River Action have taken them to court, so that's a bit of good news anyway.
Okay,
S, here we go. A supermassive, rapidly feeding black hole is discovered at the very edge of the universe. It's one of the oldest objects that astronomers have discovered. The galaxy is named Canux LRD Z8.6. It just rolls off the tongue, that, doesn't it?
Canuck LRD
Z8.6.
Wow.
Now, I don't know whether you've read A Brief History of Time by, I've forgotten his name now, the guy in the wheelchair. You haven't read it?
No.
Okay. Well, at the end of the book, he surmises that one day a huge black hole will grow so big it'll suck everything, all the galaxies and the whole universe into it, squash it into the size of a pinhead, and then explode again, and so a new universe will arrive.
Well, that doesn't sound very likely to me.
Doesn't it?
No.
Well, you just think about this.
Yeah. No, I'd rather not. It's it's scrambling my mind what I've heard so far. I'm not going to think about it for a single solitary second.
You're good at maths, and this is all to do with maths.
Oh,
Nick.
Well, then, in that case, then I really don't want to hear it. No. A super massive black hole. Get Muse on the phone, and they'll sing it to us.
Rock and roll!
Well, let me just say, it's 13.6 billion light years away.
Oh, that means absolutely nothing to me at all.
This means we're looking at it 13 billion years ago. How big is it now, 13 billion years later?
Well, I can't wait to see what happens.
We may not have to worry about anything because we may get sucked into a huge black hole. Right, okay, the T. Here we go. This is the one. Teddy bear gives sex and bondage advice.
What?
Yeah, it's in the technology pages of The Guardian back in the beginning of December. A consumer group discovered that this teddy bear that has been produced for the Christmas period has got AI in it so that children can talk to it. And it didn't take them very long starting talking to it to discover that it would quickly start talking about sex and bondage and all sorts of kinky things.
Oh, that's not what we want.
No, absolutely. So they're saying, you know, do you really want your children to be, exposed to this kind of stuff?
Absolutely.
What's going on?
Yeah. Okay. Excellent work. Keep your eyes peeled. Thanks a lot, Simon. 0345 6060973. This says, S is for sinkholes, barges fell in one and houses in another. L is for land losses in Norfolk, people lost their homes to the sea. And the name of a book, A History of Horror. Wow. No. No one's going to pick that up. A History of Horror. No. Narberth. Hello, Nigel.
Hi, Nick. Hey.
Yes, good, thanks.
Good. I know you're busy tonight, so I just want to just... and you'll be even be here tomorrow night. Just want to say thank you to everyone who calls in regularly.
Yes.
The Jans, the Jeffs, the Lauras, the... Oh, everyone.
All of the regulars. Yeah.
Yeah.
What would we do without them?
They're like the orchestra, and you're the conductor, Nick.
Well, okay, or they're the hit records, and I'm the DJ. Yeah. Hey,
maybe, yeah, that's right. Yeah, either way, it creates a symphony every week. So thank you for that.
Okay, thanks. It.
Right, I've got 32 suggestions for you.
No,
I haven't. Not quite that many. But anyway,
how many? Just so I know where we are.
Eight. Maybe.
Eight. Okay, rattle through them.
Yeah, okay. I've got Ned the Lefty Snail. Ned is a snail that was discovered in New Zealand. Most snails have their, the coil of their shell goes to the right.
Yeah. And yeah. His went to the left.
But he goes to the left.
Like a mirror image. I mean,
which means his reproductive organs are all a bit... Yeah.
This show is going down into the gutter. We've had S&M teddy bears, and now the mirror image of snails, you know, areas.
Disgusting.
Anyway, awful.
Anyway, so they're trying to find a partner for him, basically, in New Zealand.
They're trying to find a partner for him.
Yeah.
I doubt that, but go on.
You would only read about this in The Guardian. It's amazing. Yeah. The Guardian is just brilliant. Anyway, have you got panicons, Trump's term for panicking Republicans?
Oh, no, I don't, but that's very good. Panicons.
Panicans, or whatever it was. Well, yeah, awful, ridiculous. One of his awful, ridiculous things he comes out with. Have you got MRI?
MRI?
Yeah.
What, MRIs? The machines that go, wah, 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 me, those.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. But Trump has had several of, but doesn't know quite why.
Oh,
why
right.
He's had them.
Yeah.
Yeah, but whatever, it definitely wasn't his brain.
No, definitely not. No, nothing wrong with his brain.
Yeah. Yeah. I've got a couple of a name that, this is courtesy of Jimmy Kimmel, Statue of Bigotry.
Yeah, I think I've got that, yeah. A name for Donald Trump, the Statue of Bigotry. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Rip Van Kankle.
That's also Jimmy Kimmel, is it?
Yeah, it is.
Well, he's got a staff of 200 to come up with material like this. I'm just here sitting here on my own, so I'm going to steal it. There you go.
Okay.
How many more have we got?
Excuse me. Okay. Three or four.
You might live that long. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Right, I've got the guy who was the sole survivor of the Air India crash. His name is Vishwan Kumar Ramesh.
I've got the seat number that he was in. That's on the list, yeah.
Okay, this guy's amazing. Absolutely a miracle. Anyway, I've got another guy called Sir Benjamin Slade, who's 79-year-old millionaire who this year advertised for a new wife. Needs to be, certain blonde, etc., young.
Some bloke wants a wife. No, that's not going on the list. What else have you got? And finally, before you die.
Sorry about this. Peanuts, what can you do? I've got, the final one I've got is Ronin the Rat. Ronin, R-O-N-I-N, the rat, is an African giant pouched rat. Who has set a new record and uncovered 109 landmines and 15 items of unexplored ordnance since 2021.
The landmine finding rat.
Indeed,
huh. Okay, absolutely. We've ended on a positive. Thanks a lot, Nigel. 0345 6060 973. Let's see now. Braintree. Hello, Christine.
Braintree.
Christine.
Nick.
Braintree.
Yes, Nick.
Yes.
I was the one that spoke to you about the film, you know, Wonderful Life.
No, I've got no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, then. Okay, then. It's the letter T, Transit.
Transit.
The Ford Transit.
Ford Transit.
60 years in production, August this year.
They're 60 years old. Yeah, we don't do anniversaries, though.
It's not an anniversary.
Isn't it?
Of course it isn't. How is it an anniversary?
Because they're 60 years old.
Well, okay, I'll carry on. I'll carry on.
Well, on anyway, that theme, no.
Anyway, the Ford event people,
yeah,
they organised a family day out at the Chelmsford Racecourse.
Yes.
And it was a lovely day out for all the family because, as I say, it's the 60 years that the Ford Transit's been in production.
But we don't do anniversaries.
It isn't an anniversary.
But it is an anniversary. If it's 60 years old, that is the definition of an anniversary. It's the birthday. It happens every Annie.
I'm Tom Swarbrick. Thank you for your calls throughout the year on LBC.
Because our young girls approach these foreign guys.
So it's up to the girls to not approach people who they think might be foreign. What is that girl meant to... No, don't laugh, you despicable man. Why are you blaming a 15-year-old girl? Living as a woman doesn't make you a woman.
I trust people to be an expert in their own gender. If someone has been living as a woman for 15 years...
What does that mean, living as a woman?
I don't really know how I can answer the question again.
It's not about timeline.
Because
it's
you
not
said
about
90 days, Mr. Hooker. The President said 90 days.
Don't let me answer the question and don't interrupt me.
I'll choose when I speak. Please carry on.
No, then this interview is terminated.
I'll be back in the new year taking your calls on LBC.
The Virgin Atlantic holiday sale is now on. This is your sign to dive into the crystal water of an ancient cave pool in Mexico. Or dry off in the sun on a white sand beach in the Maldives. Or pour yourself into the culture and chaos of a night market in Thailand. Seize the sale. Book in store and online at Virgin Atlantic Holidays. Selected travel dates apply. For T's and C's, visit virginatlantic.com/terms.
Now, I'm as guilty as anyone when it comes to ignoring things. Rogue grey hairs, red flags in relationships, or that service reminder on your car dash. Luckily, that one's easy. Visit Cinch for fat-free servicing at over 100 locations. Any car, whether you bought it from Cinch or not. With MOTs, $39.95 and servicing from only $129.95. To book your service or buy your next car, visit cinch.co.uk. See cinch.co.uk/servicing for details. Terms and exclusions apply.
Do it for your wife, who told you to pick up bread, but instead you picked up Fred, your grandson, again. And now your daughter is calling because he missed football. That's the fourth time this month. You can wave his future career goodbye. If you don't do it for you, do it for your wife and little Freddy.
New In, the latest custom-fit rechargeable hearing devices. Discreet, comfortable and smart enough to help you catch every moment. Book a free hearing test at bootshearingcare.com. T's and C's apply.
This is LBC with Nick Abbott.
Right, whatever.
Yeah, it is an anniversary. It's 60 years old. You believe that? 03, doesn't look a day over, 60. 0345 6060 973. Hove, actually, Andy.
Hi, Nick. Hi. Long-term listener, first-time caller.
Ah,
Happy
welcome
New
along.
Year.
Thanks.
I've got two R's. I think one S because one's been taken, SpaceX has already gone, and three T's and a K, if I can get through those. Starting with the R, Rapid Unscheduled Disassembly.
Oh, that is very good. That was this year, was it?
It was in June, and it was round about when the feud, I don't think you can have F for feud, you could possibly have Trump versus Musk, but it was round about then, and it was the most spectacular of the explosions of the Starship, which is my S S for Starship. I mean, it was like an atomic bomb going off. It was absolutely extraordinary. And it's the great euphemism of the year, I think, as well. It's,
rapid, unscheduled disassembly. Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah, I like it.
Basically, it blew up, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
And my other R is for Robotaxi, which is supposed to be the driverless taxis. And I think we're actually getting driverless taxis in London.
Yeah.
But not made by Tesla. And that's my T. T is Tesla. Because the sales, although they have gone down in places like Europe and I think also China, it just keeps on, going towards the first trillionaire, which is my other T.
Yeah, it's it's not based on selling his cars though. This deal he's just the shareholders that have okayed. It's based on him persuading us to put one of his robots in our house. Anybody want one of them?
Negative.
Not really.
No, and that's my O. O is Optimus Robot. I don't know if you've had that one already.
No, haven't.
That is the white, the black and white. It looks like a sort of Spurs second team.
Why would you want one of those? Thing. Why would anybody want one of those in their house? Something that has been programmed by Elon Musk, the guy who waves chainsaws around on stage to celebrate firing hundreds of thousands of good people. You want one of those in your house? Something that never sleeps? No.
I used to work on an amazing magazine that used to include science fiction. Amazing. And one of the great rules that many of the authors used to say was that much science fiction is written so that you don't do this. Yeah. Not that you do
right,
this.
But we do it anyway.
It's all meant to be a warning. Yeah. So just pressing on, just to keep on the Musk topic, there was a rumour, and I don't know how this would go under Liverpool L, but there was a rumour, I think, in March that he was going to buy Liverpool Football Club. And I'm a Liverpool fan, and I picked up on this. It kind of went viral because it stemmed from an interview his father did on Times Radio, I think round about March.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure exactly when. And it went viral, and he was making mischief, I think. But the interviewer said, look, you know, is there any truth in this rumour? Because I'm a Liverpool fan. I need to know. Is your son going to buy Liverpool? Mm. And so Errol goes, who wouldn't want to buy a Liverpool football club? His granny is from Liverpool. So that's when everybody found out Elon Musk's grandmother was from Liverpool, where I grew up.
Right. Okay.
Anyway, and just quickly, K is for ketamine on the same topic, because I don't think many of us had thought very much about ketamine until we found out that Elon Musk had been taking it.
Doesn't he microdose it? There's a lot of microdosing going on in America. Some people microdose acid. Some of those psycho tech bros actually microdose acid. Not enough to, flip out.
Yowza.
But just enough to supposedly concentrate. I would have thought it would do exactly the opposite, but what do I know?
Yeah, it's because, it causes hallucinations. It's meant to be a part of anesthesia for horses. But you wouldn't think that somebody that's so hyped up would want, as you say, that they'd be more into, snorting coke or something.
No, I think that he needs to cut out caffeinated coffee. He needs to calm down. He doesn't need to get more wired. Definitely not.
And just finally, and totally different, I is for IKEA opening in Brighton.
Oh, Brighton. I thought you were going to say Oxford Street, because Oxford Street is what people have said. They've opened in Brighton, have they?
Yes, I know that Oxford Street, because I kept hearing people calling, but they've just opened in Brighton as well.
Okay. All right, good news. Thanks a lot, Andy. 03, you'll be able to buy one of them Gahuga Fluga trays. They're great. T is for Thomas Tuchel, the new England national football coach to win us the World Cup in 2026. Yeah, that's what he's going to do. I mean, I hate to be the bringer of bad news, but our recent history suggests otherwise. I just don't see it. But wouldn't it be great, eh? Madrid. Hello, Martin.
Reference to Hove, actually. That's from about 30 years ago.
Yes.
Actually. Lucky Cat, also known as the Beckoning Cat, which is a traditional Japanese waving hand cat that people believe brings them good fortune, wealth and prosperity.
Yeah.
It's actually the name of Gordon Ramsay's new restaurant, which has got a lot of lucky cats in it, or it had, because about 500 of them have been stolen from there.
Now, is this something that he puts on the table as, like, a centrepiece?
I haven't been, but I assume it is, because I presume it's something around... Yes, I mean, it would make sense to do that.
Yeah, because there's some restaurants' things that they put on a table that are highly prized, and they had to stop doling them out because they just disappeared all the time. And one of them was the ashtray that Bibendum put on their table, which was the the Bibendum man with a brown ashtray in front of him. I've got one of them. I didn't steal it. I bought it.
And Quaglino's as well.
And Quaglino's, exactly right. Quaglino's ashtrays, they disappeared as well. So he put a lucky cat thing on their table, and people thought, I've spent £500 on lunch, I'm just going to have it.
Yes, exactly. And they cost £4.50 each.
Oh, right. If you can buy them and they're stealing them, that's a bit... That is a bit
I reckon it's good for publicity.
Maybe,
but moving swiftly on... under an S, Tulip Sadiq.
Tulip Sadiq, mm-hmm.
She resigned as economic secretary over a whole load of scandal in Bangladesh where she trying to get to buy some land, something, and has been sentenced to 2 years prison in Bangladesh.
Yeah, but it was not her, though, was it? It was, I forget the details, but it was something to do with her family or... I can't recall. But anyway, I'll write it down and look that up. Yes?
T, Toblerone. In April, they announced that they're going to stop the dark version in the UK, the dark chocolate version. So you won't be able to get that in duty-free.
Yeah, there's massive ones that look like house bricks that you could buy in duty. Why anybody would want to buy one in duty free? I don't know. But then in duty free, they also sell smoked salmon. Why would you want to buy smoked salmon and go on a plane? Mystifying.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Got it down. Thanks a lot, Martin. Chloe says tea is for tea, as in matcha tea, that everybody went crazy for this year. Did they? Did they though? Because people have tried to open tea shops. Which is odd, really, because we're a nation of tea drinkers, supposedly, but tea shops just don't work, as opposed to coffee shops, which just do. But I've never tried matcha tea. I don't really know even what it is. But I have seen queues outside them. There was, I think there's one in King's Cross, and there was a queue of Japanese girls outside. No Westerners in that queue that I could see. But maybe that was just that one moment in time. Matcha tea craze, all right. And D is for Dubai chocolate, green creamy pistachio bar selling for £10 in Marks and Spencer's.
What?
£10? You're joking. Darby, Simon.
Hello, Nick. I've got two teas. The first one is Trump putting his name in front of the Kennedy Center.
Yes.
But that's not the story. The story is... If you go on the website for the Kennedy Center and you have a look, there it is in the top left-hand corner, Trump Kennedy Center, a little bit in the corner.
Yeah.
And then you look at the rest of the website and everything it says is, coming next month to the Kennedy Center, they've only put the little bit in the corner, yeah? And I thought, I wonder why there's not a Trump Kennedy Center website. Well, there is a Trump Kennedy Center website because somebody else bought the rights to it. Got in there before Trump's people did.
Oh, really?
And they're all joke ones. One of the main guys was he used to be a writer for South Park. So if you look up www.trumpkennedycenter.com or Trump Kennedycentre.com. You'll find parody websites with some rather naughty stories on them about Donald's, which he will not be happy about.
Excellent.
Yes, very excellent. Look them up. They are hilarious.
All right, more homework. Okay.
Kennedy Centre one, that
right.
one's great.
Okay, I'll look that up.
The other tea happened today, and that is the travel plans for Andrew Windsor were released by the government, and then hastily snaffled back in.
Yes.
Where they said that they didn't mean to release them. So I don't know what's going off there.
No. No.
Well, travel plans.
Better not inquire too much further, Simon, or you'll be on some sort of list.
Again.
Again. Yeah. Nail your door shut. Turn the lights out, pretend you're not in. Thanks for that. 0345-6060-973. So that was a piece of cake. Tees, no problem at all. Yous, on the other hand, are going to be very difficult. That's another thing entirely. So, up to and including the letter U on the A to Z of 2025. And then there'll only be tomorrows to go, and then that will be it. It's the A to Z of 2025 with me, Nick Abbott, on LBC.
On your radio, on the LBC app, and
play LBC.
Leading Britain's conversation, this is LBC.
From Global's newsroom at midnight, the Foreign Secretary is calling for a rethink from Israel as it moves to suspend more than 24 humanitarian organisations in Gaza from tomorrow. Israel's claiming the groups, including Doctors Without Borders, haven't met new vetting rules. Yvette Cooper and several other foreign ministers say NGOs must be able to operate in a sustained and predictable way. Asif Hussain from the aid group SKT Welfare explained how the rules work.
Those organisations that are registered in Israel have to hand over the details of all their staff members that are working in Gaza. And we took the decision that this would put our staff members at risk, and we did not register. We've always employed people locally wherever we work, so therefore we won't really be impacted, but we certainly stand by other charitable organisations in condemning this.
Disruption continues in the Channel Tunnel tonight after a major power failure scuppered travellers' New Year plans. A limited number of trains began running late yesterday afternoon, but some Le Shuttle drivers are still reporting waits of several hours with no offer of food or drink. LBC's Benji Hire was at St Pancras station earlier as Eurostar services resumed on one of the tunnel's twin tracks.
Obviously, Eurostar will be hoping that now that services have resumed, that even if it is just one track on the Euro tunnel, for example, that services can be as seamless as possible.
Repairs are due to take place through the night. £250,000 has now been raised to help a serving police officer after his wife and two children died in a house fire. Tom Shearman attempted to rescue his family by smashing through a bedroom window. They were killed when the flames broke out in Stroud on Boxing Day. Around 300 security workers at the Palace of Westminster are on strike today in a dispute over pay and terms and conditions. It'll be their fourth day of strike action this year. Cleaners on the Docklands Light Railway in London are walking out in a separate dispute. Other long-running disputes this year involved resident doctors, Birmingham bin men and drivers on Hull trains. The government says it's releasing 3 million discounted rail tickets. They'll be on sale from Tuesday for services running across Great Britain between mid-January and late March. LBC weather, cold and frosty for many tonight, freezing fog in southern England and northern Ireland, lows between -4 and -7 Celsius. New Year's Eve is looking dry with plenty of sunshine for many, but showery in Scotland, highs of 3 to 8 degrees. From Global's newsroom for LBC, I'm Matt Hewitt.
This is LBC from Global, leading Britain's conversation with Nick Abbott.
Yeah!
Of yours.
Well, at the moment, I am somewhat concerned about the letter U. I have no idea what we're going to get, but then tomorrow it gets even more difficult because we've got V in the 10 o'clock hour, then W in the 11, and then X, Y, and Z, the really impossible letters, all get squeezed into the last hour of this show tomorrow, which is going to be the first hour of next year. Pressing on, Richmond, Aisling.
Hello, Nick. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Good. I'm not actually in Richmond, but that's not important.
Okay.
Happy New Year, nearly.
Thanks.
Thank you for everything this year, and just in general. I'm going to fill in a few because I couldn't get through.
Yeah.
So I'll start off with an I, impartiality, because there was quite a lot this year with the BBC and Gary Lineker, and then with the royal family, and I just felt like it stood out a bit.
Yeah, impartiality was one of the buzzwords of the year.
Yeah, definitely. Rachel Kite, K-Y-T-E, so K. She was a climate czar, but it kind of made me giggle at the time because her name is Kite, and she was in the news because of, like, doing a lot of air miles, even though she was the climate czar. And nobody pointed out the fact that her name was also Kite.
Kite.
So I just thought it was quite funny.
Huh. So, kite flying. Mm.
Yeah, like flying kite. I was just listening to it, and I was like, how has no one pointed this out yet? Because the story was on for a few days.
Yes.
And it's all I could think about every time I heard her name. P is for peppercorn rent, what Andrew paid on his...
Oh, yeah, very good. Page. Yeah, P.
S is for splice, what the BBC did with Trump's clips.
Oh, right, yeah. I'll put that under... $10 billion, which is what he is supposedly suing them for, or an amount close to that.
$8,737,540,000.
Is what he might get, or nothing.
I just thought it was a cool word, splice, because I'd never really heard it before much until this story.
It's called splice because things used to be on tape, and we used to take a razor blade and cut it at an angle and actually splice the tape back again. That's why it's called splice. But people don't do that anymore. Nothing's on tape anymore. It's all digital. It's all on a computer.
Affirmative.
Yes.
And a lot of it's not real. I text you in an A, which was just appearance versus reality for, like, what is said versus what is actually true. And I think Trump obviously responsible for a lot of that. And then the last one, I'll just add a quick T, which I didn't run past your producer, but it's just for tertiary education. The OECD's investment in education report this year was all about, like, tertiary education. So I don't know if you want to add that or if it's a bit silly, but I'll let you choose.
Well, it's not silly, but it might be a bit long-winded to squeeze into a one-liner for a suggestion. But
yeah.
I'll try my best. Good work. Thanks a lot, Aisling. 0345-6060-973. East Sussex. Hello, John.
Hello, is that me?
It sounds like you.
Oh, hello, Nick. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, John.
Yeah, you just made it into New Year. Well, New Year's Eve, anyway.
Yes.
Now, I've got the title for your book.
Go on.
Yeah, it's that infamous meeting between President Zelensky and President Trump.
Yeah.
And your favourite person, President Trump, and he says to Zelensky, you don't hold the cards.
Yeah, you don't hold the cards. Yeah, that's right. Which is pretty weird for a man who's sunk so many casinos.
Yeah. Has anyone suggested that to you?
You don't hold the cards is on the list. Yeah, I'm going to...
Oh, is it?
But it's...
All right,
I think I've written it down, but it can't go on the list yet because it'll be under Y, and that's looking ahead, so...
Oh, I thought these suggestions were separate from your other, you know, events of the year or whatever. Yeah, but I don't know
what that means. But anyway, go on.
Yeah, no, I thought they're separate. I've been making separate suggestions about the book to the other events for the year.
Oh, you're suggesting that as a book title, right?
Yeah, no,
I've got it. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, and now
you
I understand. You don't hold the cards. Yeah. No.
Yeah. I
No.
Alright then. Cheers
and
happy
new year. Okay, thanks a lot, John. Another satisfied customer. Chris in Stubbington says, S is for streetlights. As from April this year, Hampshire County Council, to save money, now turn a lot of them off from midnight till 5 a.m. Huh. Carnforth. Hey up, Annie.
Hey, Nick, you alright?
Yes, good, thanks.
Good. I've got an E and a couple of T's and L,
right,
and
off
you, a U.
Off you go.
Right, okay, so first one is Andrea Egan. is the new General Secretary of the biggest trade union in the country, Unison, which is very bad news for Keir Starmer, because she is very left-wing and she doesn't like him, mainly because he threw her out of the Labour Party. And so she has said that she will not have an open chequebook.
Right,
for,
they might stop their funding, yeah.
Yes, in fact, they might even disaffiliate. They might have
a vote.
I don't know what
she thinks would be better, though. I mean, which party does she think would be better for them? But anyway, let's not get into that.
Yeah, I've no idea. You'd have to ask her. So, there's that one.
It's like voting. Just pick the least bad option.
I think I don't know who she would be voting for.
Maybe herself. She just does, it's negotiation, perhaps.
Yes.
Yeah, go
quite
on.
Possibly, yes. Anyway, the other one is the campaign group Liberty, Liberties one, took the government to court, and this has been going on for over 2 years now. But they have just won against the government this year in May. It was over the anti-protest laws that Suella Braverman interfered with. And so this is why it's been going on for 2 years. But this government carried on with it because Suella Braverman had introduced a change to the Public Order Act, making it so that this change altered the definition of serious disruption.
Right, okay.
Which, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Liberty have won their case and saying that's unlawful.
Okay.
So not that it seems to have made any difference, because the police seem to be going off piste and doing all sorts of things. So that was that one. Has anybody mentioned Greta Thunberg?
Yes, I do believe that Greta's name has come up, yes, for various reasons this year. Greta Thunberg is on the list.
Is she on for being arrested in London on December the 23rd?
Well, she's been arrested here, there and everywhere, baby, but I'll... if you want it specific, arrested in London.
December the 23rd. Yeah. And also was kidnapped in international waters by
that's right.
Israel. Yes, so that's her... So, what else have I got? Oh, very local to me this is, and probably, I don't know how relevant this is to anything, but Silverdale, which is just 10 minutes down the road to us, had an earthquake, and in fact has had two, and I thought our chimney had fallen off. There's this enormous,
really?
Like a huge crack, like a bang, like an explosion, and I jumped out of my skin. Other people felt the earth actually moving. I didn't, but I just thought something had fallen off the top of the house.
We do get earthquakes every now and again in this country, but not really of the magnitude that you've just described. It's usually, there's a little bit of a jiggle of the knickknacks on the mantelpiece, but that's about it. You thought your chimney had fallen off.
I actually did, yeah. And people, another person that knows that lives in the village, because I don't live in Carford, said all the people on her sort of little cul-de-sac thing all came out, and everybody was looking around.
Hmm.
If I hadn't been not able to, I would have been looking around too, because I thought, oh, God, at least the chimney's fallen off or something.
Right.
Drastic. Anyway, and then there was another one, but actually I slept through that, so I missed that one. What else have I got? Trump's peace plan. Have we got that one?
Well, which one?
Well, yes. The one about Gaza,
Gaza Riviera plan.
So-called peace plan.
Mm-hmm.
And have we got Qatar, country?
Well, for many reasons, yeah. They gave him a plane and they got bombed twice by Israel Iran. They've had it up to here.
They certainly have. And then I've got the United Nations Special Rapporteur granted permission to intervene in Palestine Action Judicial Review against terrorism prescription decision. And his name is, he is the United Nations Special Rapporteur on counterterrorism and human rights, and he has been granted permission to take part in, if that's the right word for it, you know, to put a case in this judicial review on the prescription of Palestine action.
All right. I've got that. I don't know how I'll squeeze that into one line. Thanks anyway, Annie. 0345 6060 973. Streatham. Hello, Mark.
Hello there.
Hello there. Yes, very well, thanks.
I have a couple of U's and a couple of T's.
Off you go.
So the first U is UFOs sighted over Ireland. This was on the 29th of October. There were some bright lights were seen in the sky, prompting lots of UFO fears.
Really?
But it also may have been, apparently so, yes, but it may have been linked to one of Elon Musk's unscheduled disassemblies.
Oh, or maybe his Starlink thing, because when that flashes across the sky, it does look extraterrestrial.
Yes, exactly, and it's ruined a lot of the astronomers' day jobs, or is it night jobs?
Yeah. Funny that it happened over Ireland.
The little people.
Yeah.
But it ain't like you think. It ain't leprechauns, don't you see? It's little men from Mars or somewhere. And it ain't a toadstool they're under. It's a spaceship.
It's a spaceship.
Yes, according to a meteorologist, they were saying that the lights were too high in the sky to be like helicopters or other aircraft, and they made no noise, hence, right. You know, the social media speculation.
Yes, I'll say.
The other U, little tenuous, so you might put it under a different category, is US Navy, who managed to lose $200 million jets within 30 minutes in the South China Sea.
Well, to lose one is, you know, unfortunate.
Exactly.
$200 million jets.
Exactly. Apparently, right. Both incidents occurred after routine training flight or during routine training flights on the USS Nimitz, the Navy's oldest aircraft carrier.
I think those pilots need more practice. All right, yes, good work. Okay. Thanks a lot, Mark. 0345-6060-973, up to and including the letter U on LBC.
This is LBC.
Say yes to summer with the biggest ever TUI sale with a My TUI account. Say yes to flexible payment options. Say yes to free kids' places, even in the school summer holidays. With so many holiday options to choose from, you pick it, we sort it. Holiday countdown started. TUI, Atoll and app to protect it. Booking T's and C's apply. Selected departures. Minimum spend applies. Subject to availability. See website for details.
Different nights, different stories. But the best ones always end at McDonald's. Over 1,400 restaurants open late. Some restaurants open late for delivery or drive-through only. See website for details.
Brands that use radio are 49% more likely to get noticed. Amplify your advertising at radiocentre.org. Assuming you want to get noticed.
Nick Abbott on LBC. Call 0345 6060 973.
Words, more words.
More words beginning with the letter U, please. 0345 6060 973. It's the A to Z of 2025, up to and including the letter U. Brief recap of the rules. You cannot go forwards, but you can go back to fill in the gaps in the letters we've already had. People are alphabetized by their surname. You can call multiple times in the same show. It's the only time of the year that you can do that. And no dead people. And I suppose by extension, no anniversaries either. I haven't mentioned that before, but no anniversaries. Leah in Tuscany says, I have an I, or it may be an N. Italy changed the national anthem by removing the final C to return to the original pre-Republic version. Not sure fans of the World Cup will leave it out, but officially not to be shouted at the end anymore. Okay. I have no idea, but all right. And Kelly in Switzerland says, U is for the Union flag, which was a point of absolute weapons-grade nonsense this year. How's Brexit going, by the way?
Brexit's going great.
Glad to hear it. There you are, Kelly. Brexit is going great. Chelsea. Hello, Dominic.
Good morning, Nick. I've got your name right this time.
Thank you.
I've got a couple of quick T's, a double S, a U, which is building on the previous U, and then a quick T, which is quite important.
Off we go.
The first two T's are Texas floods.
Texas floods.
Yeah, those, yeah, just like, that's sort of like following on from the previous year's snow blizzards. There's no climate change here. anyway.
I know somebody in Illinois, and they went from 70 degrees Fahrenheit one day to a couple of days later, it was zero Fahrenheit. 70 to zero. And I don't mean zero centigrade, I mean zero Fahrenheit. I mean, that is freezing.
Yeah, that's pretty cold, yeah. another water-related one, it's Thames Water. They managed to wrangle their way to getting a loan bailout and then managed to turn a profit for the first time.
Huh, how about that?
Amazingly, though, to give credit to the board... They didn't take their bonus. They took their full pay packet.
Oh, of course they did.
They didn't take the bonus.
Yeah.
The double F, this is a sort of like, it has happened this year formally, but it's sort of creeping up over the years. Surveillance pricing. So this is something that's been going on, but people don't know if it's really true or not. But then the Federal Trade Commission in the States... I've been researching it since the middle of last year, and then in January, before Trump came in, issued a report that basically said, yes, this is happening. So surveillance pricing is when stores, often online, can be supermarkets, can be other, they basically, you sign in, they know who you are, and they know so much about you.
Detailed files.
Where you drive, where you live, that they can decide... to charge you more than somebody else.
Yes.
So it's
different to surge pricing. That's different. That's just when everybody wants the same thing at the same time. You know, cabs do that, and Oasis did that. Surveillance pricing, it's using the information they have about you to determine how much they think you will pay for something and then charging you the maximum amount.
Yeah, personalised price gouging, basically. Another one, which is under surveillance, but this one, state surveillance, is that in London there's been a lot of facial recognition projects happening over the last couple of years. And then this year, I think it was the Home Office, announced that they were going to spread that project around the entire country.
Yeah.
So that everybody's going to have the facial recognition cameras in the street.
Yes, our faces, our beautiful faces being used against us, Dominic.
Yeah, I know. It's lovely, isn't it? just don't wear a mask then, you know.
Whether you wear a mask or not, because they can get you by the way that you walk.
Yeah,
that's
your gait.
True. Yeah, gait analysis.
Yeah. So you had a caller on just now who did a UFO story, which I didn't know about.
No, me neither.
But I wanted UFO, but I'm going to say UAP, unidentified aerial phenomena.
Phenomena, yeah.
This was the craze that went on in the States, where for weeks and weeks, people were manically reporting seeing flashing lights in the sky.
Yes.
And which may or may not have been drones, but when you looked at the video footage, at least when I saw the video footage, they were obviously just aircraft, because these unidentified flying objects or aerial phenomena all seem to have, internationally recognized navigation lights on them.
Right, red and green, yes.
But
you wouldn't think that aliens would go to the trouble of obeying our laws, but maybe did.
Maybe they're just really, really, really smart.
Cooperative.
The other T, I could do an R as well, but the other T that I wanted to get in, which is following on the theme of other people tonight and yesterday, is to, as a thank you, not just to all the callers and yourself, but also to the wonderful producers all year that put on a fantastic show.
Yes.
Or helped you put on a fantastic
show. All of the glamorous assistants.
Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Thank you very much. You've been wonderful.
All right, very good. Thanks a lot, Dominic. And I can't let it go without saying that Texas Flood, by the way, is an excellent track and album by Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Rock and roll!
Everybody should have that in their collection. Let's have Queensland, Australia. Hello, James.
Hello, Nick.
James.
Happy New Year.
Yes, Happy New Year.
I'm going to keep it simple for you. I've got 5,200,084.
5,200,084. What's that?
I've got one.
S.
Yes.
A brilliant one.
What's 5 million? What's 5,200,084? What's that?
An extended alphabet.
I've no idea what you're talking about.
Anyway, S, social media ban for under 16s.
Yes, okay.
And the whole world's watching. And funny enough, the only people up in arms about it are the social, what they called influencers with their kids making money.
Right. Okay, well, we'll just pass over 5,200,084 because I've got absolutely no idea what that means, and let's just pretend that it's meaningless and move along. Social media ban for the under-16s. All right, I got it. What's remarkable about that is there's no delay from here to Australia. You can just have a conversation at normal speed. Isn't that incredible? Amazing. And it sounds like he's calling me from next door. I bet if I dial up somebody, I'll pull up the nearest person to where I'm sitting now. And I bet I can't hear a blind word they say. Tooting. Hello, Jan.
Oh, yes. Hi. Good evening, Nick.
Oh, it's about the same.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Coming through clear as a bell.
Full of infinite blessings. I wish you a year full of infinite blessings.
Infinite blessings. Yeah, okay, thanks.
Yes. this is great. I love this A to Z. I mean, it's like having a meditation over, you know, the...
Meditation?
A meditation of the year that's gone by, you
this
know.
This is like meditation to you?
No, I mean, it's like...
It's contemplation of what's just happened. Not meditation, contemplation about what's just happened to us, yeah.
I've got certain things, but I'll just quickly say I'm toying around with certain words to use as a title, like an amazing year, or awesome above, an awesome year, an amazing above.
Is this a book title?
Yeah, right. A year... An amazing, awesome year, a buzz with Sputnik moments. No. You know that buzzword now? It's referring to shocking things that happen.
Right. But no. No.
Well, I'll work on it.
No. I don't think you need to work on it. There's absolutely nothing there at all to work on. But anyway, moving on.
I mean, to try and think of things.
Yes.
But Nick, I've got R's, so I'll keep to what I was telling your...
Go on.
Presenter. Yes, so I've got R.S. Scampton.
Yes.
Yes. So it's quite it's very I had part of my childhood was spent there, so it's very meaningful for me. So R.S. Scampton, but don't put that in your written list.
I hadn't written that down. No.
No, but R.S.
That is
Scampton,
not relevant. Yeah, that's an aside.
It's in my heart.
Really? Oh.
Yeah, because I spent my childhood was there.
Okay.
My childhood was there, yeah. So R.S. Scampton in Lincoln, so there was a big...
A big to-do.
It's a heritage site, yes?
Yes, yes.
And it's part of West Lindsay Council. It's in Lincolnshire.
Mm-hmm.
So there was local opposition.
There was, but yes. You don't have to explain it. You don't have to explain any further. I've got it written down. I know what it is that you mean. Yes, yes, yes.
The latest news is that they've got a $300 million regeneration money to actually keep it as a heritage site.
Right.
And the money is going to be invested in that. So it was the home of the Dam Busters, the Red Arrows, and my home.
Is that going to be on the plaque? Your home?
No, I'm unknown. So.
Right. Okay. What else?
No, I've got the other one. I've got the this business about the rainforest, and then I've got the Russian assets. So I'd go into the rainforest because this is really, it's quite fascinating, because there's some work started back in this work is ongoing. It's long term replanting schemes to bring back. What were the temperate rainforests in Britain? So
in Britain, rainforest in Britain.
Temperate rainforest, yes. Apparently,
no.
Yes, it's true because there's a big project going on around parts of Britain, and especially I'm going to focus.
Not
on the
rainforest, though. Maybe a forest, but not a rainforest, surely.
Yeah. Look, Britain. It's Britain. Few realise. Look, back in
The 1950s?
No, back in 2023. Nick, seriously, back in 2023, the National there was a national temperate rainforest strategy for England published, and it was done by the.
What does it have to do with this year?
No, because the work is starting. It's ongoing.
It's been going on for decades. Ongoing is neither here nor there. If it's started, then it's all right. Well, I'll look it up. What else have you got?
No, Nick.
Calm down, Jan. Calm.
No, but I just want to say, focus on the Isle of Man. What they're doing there, because apparently a fifth of the country used to be covered by temperate rainforest.
Right. Well, that's never coming back.
It's only down to 1%, and it's inspired a lot of myth and literature, you know.
Okay.
But in the Isle of Man, they've got a lot of volunteers working to help.
Well, there's nothing else to interest the eye on the Isle of Man.
An important point. It's that Britain's rainforests are globally significant because they harbour species plants nowhere else in the world.
We ain't got no rainforest. But anyway, carry on.
No, that's why they want to rebuild them.
Yeah, but we haven't... No, you mean forest, not rainforest.
Yes, temperate rainforest.
Okay, all right. Well, I've got it down. I'll look it up later.
The Isle of Man.
Okay, well, so you say, yeah, it's just trees. But anyway, carry on.
Nick, the other one I've got is this one. I mentioned it the other day, but coming back to it now, because it wasn't time. It's about the frozen assets that Europe originally wanted to...
Russia's frozen assets of Russia
that were held, most of them held in Belgium,
yes,
like
that's right.
$210 billion.
Mm-hmm.
But that originally there was a plan...
They wanted to use them to... rebuild Ukraine, right.
But there was a lot of, because a lot of it's held in Belgium, and there's a lot of the opposition.
Yes.
There's a lot of frightened opposition to using stealing it from Putin.
That's right. Yeah, they didn't.
Yeah, and Belgium as well was very anxious about it.
I know, very concerned. You know. Yeah, but you know what the Belgians are like.
Yeah, so the final plan...
The Belgians, I mean, they have mayonnaise on chips. Can you believe that? Jan, I've got it down. I've got to go because I'm past the news, but thanks for that. Always a panic. 0345-6060-973. You can text 84850. Email nicka@lbc.co.uk. If you are on WhatsApp, it's the same number as the phone. It's up to and including the letter U on the A to Z of 2025. It's 12:30 on LBC, the news headlines with Matt Hewitt.
The Foreign Secretary is calling for a rethink from Israel as it moves to suspend more than 24 humanitarian organisations in Gaza from tomorrow. Israel's claiming the groups, including Doctors Without Borders, haven't met new vetting rules. Disruption continues in the Channel Tunnel tonight after a major power failure scuppered travellers' New Year plans. A limited number of trains began running late yesterday afternoon and repairs are due to take place through the night. And £250,000 has now been raised to help a serving police officer after his wife and two children died in a house fire near Stroud. Tom Shearman attempted to rescue his family on Boxing Day by smashing through a bedroom window. LBC weather, cold and frosty for many tonight, lows of -4. New Year's Eve is looking dry with plenty of sunshine for many, but showery in Scotland, highs of 8 degrees.
This is LBC.
When you buy a BMW approved used electric car, there are no surprises. You'll find the largest range and the widest choice. Naturally. Every car has been meticulously checked by qualified BMW technicians. Hardly a plot twist. And they always come with a battery health report and at least 12 months unlimited mileage BMW warranty. Just as you'd expect. BMW approved used electric cars. Nothing new here. Search BMW approved used electric. Obviously.
On Booking.com, it's easy to book your holiday home. And thanks to flexible cancellation, there's no more...
Lodges all booked, folks. Oh, Kaz and Rob are coming now. Oh.
With Booking.com, you're free to be flexible.
Oh, easy.
So you can go from home to holiday home with no dramas.
Bigger place booked.
On Booking.com, finding a holiday home is easy.
And relax.
Booking.com. Booking.com.
Terms apply. Available on selected properties.
Leading Britain's conversation. Nick Abbott. Alexa, send a comment to LBC.
Do not panic! Do not panic! We are trained professionals!
Yeah, I'm sorry, a little bit late. We panicked already. 0345-6060-973. Kelly in Switzerland says, U is for Ulaanbaatar, which is already the coldest capital city in the world, has stated that in 2025 it became colder because of climate change. Huh. And Sue says U is for ultra big Kendall mint cake. They brought out a bigger version. Yeah, I told you U is going to be difficult, didn't I? Stubbington, Chris.
Oh, hello, Nick.
Chris.
Yes, I wanted to give you a tea, please.
Yes.
And that was a boy called Teddy who recycled over 2,500 plastic sweet tubs from going into landfill. And he was also talked about during Prime Minister's question time.
He recycled 2,500 plastic sweet tubs.
He saved them from going to landfill.
What did he do with them?
I don't know, actually. But right. Yeah, but he was upset that they couldn't be recycled and still can't be recycled. And he actually got it talked about in Prime Minister's question time.
Oh, well, excellent work, Teddy.
Yeah, and he's 6 years old as well. So
6 years old.
So what a start.
You believe that. Exactly right. Okay, good work. Thanks a lot, Chris. Mark in Muswell Hill says, or now living in Philadelphia, Mark from Muswell Hill, now living in Philadelphia, says, Mikey Sherrill beating Jack Citarelli for the governor of New Jersey easily, showing DJT exactly what's coming in 2026. Yeah, there's big elections in America at the end of next year, and it's not looking well for Donald Trump, unless that the big fix is in, and I would be kind of surprised if it wasn't. How about you? Canary Wharf, hello, Ryan.
Hi again, Nick. Hello.
Ryan.
I was thinking, I don't think it's a very good name for the book, but you could call it something like Rapid Unplanned Disassembly of the World.
No, you're right. It isn't.
I mean, I wouldn't name a book that.
No, me neither.
No, anyway, I have basically four.
Right.
Well, three or four.
Uh-huh.
The first one is, I called you the other day to tell you about the small boats in Canary Wharf.
Oh, yeah.
Did you get my pictures?
I didn't.
Oh. Do I have to email them, or do you believe me?
No, I believe you. Yeah, there were small boats that were protesting against...
small boats.
a hotel, right? People staying... Right, okay, yeah.
Yes. Okay, very good. So B, going back to B, something someone was talked about a few minutes ago reminded me of it, and that is Bibendum. The Claude Bosey two Michelin star restaurant closed after some kind of fight with the landlord.
Right. It's an amazing building. I haven't actually been in, but I've admired the outside of it a lot. The Bibendum, it's in, what do they call that area? It's something
it's
cross.
It's between South Kensington and Chelsea.
Yeah, it's something cross. I can't remember quite what they call it, but sort of in between here and there, and it's like it's got a lot of stained glass. It's a brilliant thing, but I've never been in.
Yeah, it's pretty cool inside. I went in to use the toilet.
Right, yeah, which is probably the cheapest thing in there.
Yes, definitely the cheapest. Brompton Cross.
Brompton Cross is the correct answer. Yes.
Okay, so then I have two more. One would be C, some more TfL news, which is Cutty Clark Station is closed for about a year because they put the original escalators in before the roofs and they need to replace them.
Huh. Right, so they put the... Okay, so they need to take the roof off to... really? Huh.
I don't think they're taking the roof off. I think what they have to do, though, is bring the new parts in by rail. And so
That's a smart way to do it. Ages. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so that's something that's happening. And then finally, I told you earlier that... Suno is partnering with Warner Music Group to build the future of interactive music. Well, they're also partnering with... Warner Music Group are also partnering with Udio. So this would be U for Udio, U-D-I-O. And they have a landmark agreement to develop a next-generation music creation, listening and discovery platform.
Right, streaming, in other words...
No, it's another AI music generation platform.
Oh.
And it's not as good as Suno, unless they're advertising with it, of course.
course.
Yeah, that's right. In which case, they're perfectly excellent in every regard.
Yeah. Excellent product, yeah. Anyway, Nick, I wish you a very happy new year again. I think this will be the last chance they get to call.
All right, very good. Thanks a lot, Ryan. 03456060973. Martin in Canterbury says, U is for ultra-processed food. That's right. The government dropped its health push after Nestle and Danone applied pressure. Who's really in charge, says Martin. Did they? I thought that the government was all over ultra-processed food and they were advising us not to eat it. Not now, not ever, never. We may be eating chlorinated chicken, though, because you know who is insisting upon it. Bristol. Hello, Tiago.
Oh, hi, Nick. I just had ultra-processed food snatched out of my fingertips again, which forces me always to put my weaker entries in. How about tea for Peter Thiel? Thiel, whatever you pronounce his name.
Yeah.
You know, the Bond Thiel, villain. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we often forget about because he's not as...
One of those tech bros.
Yeah, exactly. He's not as into the theatrics as much as Musk. And, you know... I think there's much more at stake. The whole 1.5 million of our medical data, you know, going straight into his realm. I don't like that.
No, I don't like that either. It's a Palantir is the company you're talking about. Yeah,
exactly. Also, I don't know if Motability Scheme made into the M.
Oh yeah, no, I do have that. Yes.
Cool. I'm not on maybe a little bit of a shoehorn here, but I think replacement theory. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Yeah, because I feel like the underlying conspiracy behind terms like fighting age men that we heard so much this year.
Yeah, right.
And for me, he's also rooted into that. So I feel like he's been getting much more traction on discourse.
It's a cute way of describing them. You could describe them as working age men, but they didn't. They described them as fighting age men. They probably had a meeting about it and thought, what's the worst thing that we can call them in order to get people who read certain newspapers, you know, frothing at the mouth and angry and, you know, venting their spleen in the comments section. Fighting age men. Yes.
Well, if you think about the fact that, you know, some polls came up and said that our young wouldn't necessarily go and fight for us, perhaps we shouldn't worry so much about importing some.
Yeah, that's right. A poll did say that, you know, if it came to it, most kids would say, no thanks. Well, you go ahead and knock yourself out.
Yeah, I mean, how about I try for another entry, which might be a bit cheering up compared to the bad ones I put on just now. I have a contender for the cute animal of the year, because I know you love the quokka, and when I hear your voice talking about it, I can actually imagine you smiling for once. So I thought I'd introduce you to the capybara, which I think for me is the cute animal of 2025. Have you heard of them?
A capybara, yeah, I've heard of them, but I don't really see what they has to do with this year. They've existed before this year, but I'll order a poster of one for my wall. Thanks a lot, Tiago. Judy from Connecticut says, U is for underhang, the voluminous... I haven't heard it described like this. The voluminous, fleshy part of Trump's neck under his chin.
Don't be rude.
This is a politically correct name for it. There are others, says Judy.
Don't talk to me that way. I'm the president of the United States. Don't ever talk to the president that way.
Ever talk to the president that way. York, hello, Jan.
Hello, Nick.
Jan.
I've got two U's and three T's.
Off you go.
It was the UK's warmest summer on record.
Right. It was. It was just absolute. There were some days that I thought, I'm not leaving the house. In fact, there were some days I thought I can't even go out of the house into the backyard. It was so hot.
Too hot.
Yeah.
And the UK's longest direct train journey was axed.
Where was that?
Aberdeen to Penzance.
Huh.
And it's been going more than 100 years.
And they axed
no
it.
More.
Right. Well, presumably because no one was on it.
Well, I don't know. Anyway.
Aberdeen to Penzance. That must have taken forever.
It took 13 hours, I think.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, 13 hours.
13 hours.
Yep. And my T's.
Mm-hmm.
There was a Tina Turner statue in her hometown. And it was so bad, nobody liked it. Have you seen it?
Yes.
Awful, isn't it?
Awful, it is, yeah, terrible.
Mm-hmm. and Thames Water.
It's almost as bad as the statue of Melania. Have you seen the one of Melania?
Oh, no, I haven't.
Oh, it's really worth looking at. There's a statue of you that makes you look absolutely terrible, Melania.
I don't care.
I'll bet she does, a little bit.
Yes, I'll bet she does as well. Thames Water fined $123 million for failing to protect the environment.
Yeah.
How funny is that?
Well, you know, it's just, it's the price of doing business.
Yeah, dear. And my last one...
Mm-hmm.
Topshop made a comeback.
Did they?
Yeah. They closed in 2021, but they've come back from the High Street again.
Are they?
Well, yeah, so it says. I haven't actually seen one, but...
No. Well, I've really got nothing to say about Topshop. I've never really been in there because it's not for me and it's not for you, Jan. It's for kids, isn't it? It's for the kids.
I think it is, yeah.
Yeah. All right, okay.
Okay.
Good work. Thanks a lot, Jan. Brent in Derby says, U is for US universities like Harvard and Columbia who had campus protests. It's also for U-turns, which our government has been famed for, and is for the UN General Assembly speech by Trump, which had irked him due to a faulty teleprompter and a broken elevator. Yes. It was the deep state, Donnie, no doubt. 0345-6060-973 LBC.
Coming up at 1 on LBC, Richard Spur.
Chaos continues on the Eurostar, but what's your worst travel experience been? And patients are still turning up to A&E for things like earache, but why? And what's your own experience of the NHS in 2025?
Richard Spur at 1. Listen on our free Global Player app or the new LBC app.
From London Gatwick, fly Singapore Airlines to Singapore and beyond. To the beauty of Bali, the warmth of Thailand and the wonders of Vietnam or many other Asian destinations. With daily flights and award-winning service, your next adventure starts here. Fares to Thailand starting from £614. Book your escape today at singaporeair.com. Offer ends 26th of January. Terms and conditions apply.
Hiya, Kenny the Hamster here, beloved pet of Doug and Carol Brookbank. Now, I've got to hand it to Doug and Kazza. They're doing school pickups, jobs, trips to the supermarket, and still find time to get healthy. Apparently, it's down to some NHS Healthy Choices quiz. Only took them 5 minutes to do, then gave them a simple plan to get started.
Come on, kids.
Total amazeballs.
Take your first little step to healthy. Search NHS Healthy Choices Quiz to get a score and a plan that's right for you.
There's one green bottle sat on my fridge shelf. This green and white bottle that supports my gut health. Beautiful by nature and beautiful by name. It's the tastiest way to up my gut health game.
Beautiful Gut Health. Upgrade your yogurt to the UK's number one kefir and reset your gut health with Beautiful. Kefir is a source of calcium which contributes to the normal function of digestive enzymes. For verification of UK's number one kefir, see beautifulgutthealth.com/radio.
Find me somebody to love.
The Dream Sale ends Tuesday. Don't miss up to 40% off. Dreams. Love your bed.
This is LBC with Nick Abbott. Call 0345 6060 973. Text 84850. Alexa, send a comment to LBC.
We are running late. Newark, Quentin.
Hello, Nick.
Quentin.
Hi. First of all, on behalf of all your fans, I'd like to say I am one of your fans, and thanks for all your excellent work all these years.
Oh, so thanks.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
I've got an R, and I've got a U for you.
Yes.
Let's start with the R. It's a sort of double R. Ronald Reagan. Do you remember that the Canadians really upset... their leader when they took clips out of a speech Reagan made during his presidency denouncing the folly of tariffs.
Tariffs, that's right, yes. And and Trump and his minions said that they had misrepresented Ronald Reagan's opinions and they had taken it out of context. But they hadn't done anything of the sort. It was exactly what Ronald Reagan had thought. But it just irks them because, you know, Ronald Reagan is a hero to the right wing in America.
Absolutely.
They love him.
And there's a nice irony. I don't know when you see Trump in the Oval Office, there's a portrait of Ronald Reagan that hangs right next by his desk.
Mm.
So so it must be a daily reminder of the folly of tariffs.
Yes. Think,
but perhaps not.
No.
Perhaps not.
Yeah.
Okay, you. I've got Union Jacks. I live in the fair county of Nottinghamshire, and the county council is run by Reform.
Oh, yeah.
And a couple of months ago, they blew £75,000 putting up Union Jacks at 164 flags at 82 sites around Nottinghamshire, which struck most of us as an incredible waste of money when there are plenty of potholes they could be filling instead.
They're not really serious people, are they?
No. No, no. They never cease to surprise, Nick, shall we say, put it that way.
Well, they do what I would expect in every given circumstance, but I suppose that they keep doing it as a surprise, yeah.
Yeah, well, there you go, 75 grand, they're just in incongruous places by the side of the road. You'll just drive along and suddenly you'll see two Union Jacks for no reason.
Right.
On the side of the road, but apparently it makes us all feel proud to be British. And draws us all together, Nick, as one big happy country.
Yeah, yes. You might as well take your council tax money and just throw it away.
Yes, that's how it makes us feel, yes. Yeah.
All right, good work. Thanks, Quentin. 0345 6060 973. Fife, Andy.
Hello there, Nick. Yeah, hello there. So, somebody's already mentioned about we've touched on the U-turns. So, there's been a lot of U-turns by the government this year. Two I can think of, which is the U-turn they made on the disability welfare benefits. And also the one which really irked me was the commitment with the trade union, employment tribunals. It was 2 years before you could go to an employment tribunal when you're in work. They were going to make that to the first day of being in work. Now, you've turned on that and made that 6 months due to pressure from the employer.
Businesses
and stuff. So there's that. Also, was
and the two-child benefit cap. What blows my mind is that the newspapers were screaming at the government, you have to raise the two-child benefit cap. You have to raise the two-child benefit cap. And then he raised the two-child benefit cap, and the very same papers were saying, what do you want to do that for?
Yeah, I mean, we've got a child payment in Scotland that's been given up by the Scottish government for quite a while. There's also the two-child benefit and also...
Okay.
So got that.
U-turns.
The other ones as well it's under oil. I know it's... I know it comes under as what it could be OOV with the Venezuela, you know, with the ships being stopped under the guise of being that they've got, drug running.
Yeah, they have the largest reserves of oil on the planet. That may be a clue as to why Donald Trump's so interested. Might be.
And it's a socialist, it's a left-wing government as well, which he absolutely will hate as well, Nick.
No doubt.
Yeah, because you remember Hugo Chavez before. Can I also ask you, Nick, because it's gone out of my mind, you know the new New York mayor was elected? Was it the mayor?
Yes.
What was his name again?
Mamdani.
Right, I don't know if anybody's mentioned that.
Yeah, they have. Mamdani. Took a while. Got there in the end. All right, good work. Thanks, Andy. 0345 6060 973. Let's see now. Who's Plymouth? Hello, Julie.
Hello, Nick.
Julie,
Are you okay, my lovely?
Yes, very well, thanks.
Brilliant. A title for your book, something you say that I really love.
Oh,
you
yeah.
say, you're an idiot, and then subtitle, I mean that in a helpful way. I love when you say that to people.
No, I don't think you can put that on the title of a book, though. No, no.
You think that might put people off?
I think it might put people off, yeah.
Oh, well, they're weirdos. Wait, I'm going back to Kay.
Mm-hmm.
Our lovely mayor, Sadiq Khan, was not invited to the state banquet because of thin Trumple stilt skin.
Yes, to the state banquet. I wouldn't have wanted to go. I mean, you'd have to get... How much would you... Dressing up would you have to do to go there? You'd have to go back and buy all new set of clothes and sit up straight and you probably couldn't eat you know, for very long. You wouldn't be able to enjoy your food, and it didn't sound like I'm fun.
Fine wines that get you drunk too quickly.
Well, okay, yeah, you've got me now. Fine wines. Okay, I'll be there.
I'm going for a bit of Plymouth, my home city, voted against the referendum for a directly elected mayor. It was Angus Forbes, who's the husband of the lovely Darcy Bustle, but we said, no, we're not going to go with capitalism and pay out for a rich man who wants to try and turn this, you know, city into more, you know, like just money.
Right. So you voted against having a mayor?
We did, yes.
All right.
We did. This year, 2025, we had a referendum, and not many of us turned out, but enough of us was to say no, thank you.
That's the thing with local elections. Nobody cares. It's very important, but people just refuse to leave their homes. I just don't get it.
I'm glad that this worked, because I do think it's money wasted, you know, because it's money on... It just feels like, you know, he's a billionaire Australian that would bring money to money.
Okay.
And I'm surrounded by marinas, that people that own yachts and sailboats, so there's plenty of money in this city.
There's loads of money everywhere, but none of it is falling on you or me.
No, never mind.
Never mind.
And also another raccoon. We love a raccoon. There was a overweight, fat raccoon found wandering in a Cornish garden in November of this year. He's been somebody's pet, and he got out, or they let him go, but he was very overweight, but he was with the RSPCA now, and I'm sure he's doing okay. And we love a raccoon story, you know, like we had the drunken raccoon.
Now, that was funny.
Now we've got the fat one. There is a little video of the fat one just wandering in this garden.
All right, well, I'll look that up later. Yeah, thanks.
Okay, can I ask for second state visit?
Second state visit, I got that one, unprecedented second state visit, yes.
Where we went round the garden.
That word, unprecedented, over and over again.
For Keir Starmer, our wonderful Prime Minister, that we haven't had a decent Prime Minister for at least 15 years, so, you know, good on him, Keir, I'm behind you, my lad.
Better than and all lastly, of the above. And finally.
Lastly, for UK universities that are struggling with anti-Semitism, and they're also going to cut back on international students.
Right. I don't think they want to do that, because those are the ones with all of the money. But all right, thanks a lot, Julie. Let's see. Madrid. Hello, Martin.
Hello. I've got a couple of U's and two T's.
Yeah.
The U, unexploded bomb from World War II. That was at Gare du Nord in Paris this year.
Oh, yeah.
And that caused trouble on the Eurostar. And it was about a 500 kilo, which in old money is about 1,100 pounds.
Yeah, it's big, is what it is. Yeah.
So that stuffed up the Eurostar that day. Another U is Universal United Kingdom, which is going to be the theme park coming to Bedfordshire.
Oh, right. They're actually going to do that. They've been talking about that for ages.
Well, it just got its planning permission, and it should open in 2031.
Can't they get a lick on? 2031?
Yeah, the Chinese could build several hospitals in that time.
They could build six cities in that time.
An update on the Topshop is that it was announced that they will return, and they should be there in February 26, because they're partnering up with John Lewis.
Oh,
and the TV licence increased by £5 to £174.50.
Right. Well, it always goes up, so I can't really put that on this year's, but all right, good work. Thanks, Martin. Chippenham. Hello, Karen.
Oh, hello. Hello, Nick. Hello,
Karen.
Good morning.
Yes.
And Happy New Year for tomorrow.
Thank you.
I'd like to add a U, please. A U for underground bunkers. And that's the underground bunkers that are reportedly being built by the tech bros, the tech oligarchy, just in case their experiments with artificial intelligence goes wrong. And they've got to make a quick escape. And also, because we're told that they're now working on super intelligent AI,
yeah.
and things are speeding up exponentially, mm-hmm. and really we're just at the experimental stage. AI is really a work in progress, and you know, a lot of people sort of want to buy it because of so-called productivity, but they don't really know what to do with it, apart from get rid of jobs, you know, replace them with robots and AI.
These psycho-tech bros are experimenting on the whole planet. What could possibly go wrong?
Well, have you heard about the paperclip experiment? It's one of these. It's actually a sort of an anecdote by some of the, you know, the AI experts. Have you heard about this, the paper clipping?
No.
Well, apparently, what they've been talking about is that AI, and this might not be really bad, malicious AI, but just trying to do a good job. And in doing its job, it suggested that if it's given a task of making as many paper clips as possible, it might just decide to convert all of the Earth's resources and even humans into paper clips. And that's the most effective way to fulfill its objective. I'm reading that from a book called Supremacy by Palmy Olsen.
Oh, I would close that book straight away, Karen. Just close it and put it back on the shelf. Too frightening. Thanks for that. Gotta go. Now, it's the really difficult one. So, oh, by the way, top marks to the person who suggested the title of my book should be Book Title. I'll think about it. It's the really difficult ones tomorrow. It's V, W, X, Y, and Z. And we will pass into the new year during tomorrow's programme. We'll be back tonight at 10. This show and all of the others in the series are available as podcasts. You can find them on Global Player app or the new LBC app. And the thing to ask for is Nick Abbott, the whole show podcast. At 4, Ian Payne. But first, Richard Spur.
Morning, Nick, and good morning to you. Well, passengers on the Eurostar continue to face huge delays and cancellations after a technical fault, broken down train blocking the tunnel. Why do these things always happen when you most want to get away? I'll be asking what your worst travel stories are and what it would take to get you back onto public transport. But first, a huge number of people are still going to A&E departments for minor conditions, stopping people who've got serious problems being seen more quickly. Millions of patients have turned up in the last 5 years with headache, earache, hiccups and constipation to an accident and emergency department. So are some of us partly responsible for the state of the NHS? And if you've needed medical attention of any sort or treatment in 2025, what's your experience been of our health service in the last 12 months?
On your radio, on the LBC app and
Play LBC.
Leading Britain's conversation. This is LBC.
From Global's newsroom at 1 o'clock, several European foreign ministers, including Britain's Yvette Cooper, are calling on Israel not to suspend more than 24 humanitarian organisations in Gaza from Thursday. Israel claims the groups, including Doctors Without Borders, haven't met new vetting rules requiring detailed information on staff, funding and operations. Award-winning peace negotiator Naomi Bar-Yakov told LBC the situation in Gaza is dire.
There's a huge, huge shortage of aid. And of course, it's winter also in Gaza. And that means that there's very little shelter for those in tents that are flooded.
Customers of Le Shuttle report inhumane conditions with no toilets, no water and no updates as the Channel Tunnel recovers from a major power failure. A limited number of trains began running late yesterday afternoon on one of the tunnel's two tracks. Le Shuttle says its teams are working hard to restore service as quickly as possible. Dina Motorshaw was stuck on a Eurostar train going to Brussels for 4 hours and ended up back at London St Pancras.
I have managed to rebook for tomorrow, but when we were on the train, they told us to rebook and I had to pay £335 and they told me that if I use that ticket tomorrow, I probably won't get refunded. So I'm really hoping to get on.
A witness says boxer Anthony Joshua was in shock after the crash that killed two of his close friends in Nigeria. The jeep they were in smashed into a parked truck on Monday. The former heavyweight world champion suffered minor injuries and is said to be in a stable condition. A first-of-its-kind study will look at the impact of phone, tablet and TV screens on babies. It's been commissioned by a foundation set up by the former public health minister, Dame Andrea Leadsom. She says knowledge so far is limited.
Babies who are under 2 years old have billions of neural connections being made every minute of every day. There is some impact of lengthy screen time from babies. And we also know that some babies are spending up to 4 hours a day on screens. So it's really important to understand what that is doing to them.
Fire.